want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay.
Ring that bell. Yeah, right. Are you ringing it for the reason I think it is? Yeah.
That's right. Non-stop chime time.
I can go to my grave a happy man.
Uh-huh.
I am very, very happy today. I apologize for my raspy voice, but now I believe in the tradition of this particular show for you and for everyone else. Take your shoes off.
What, would you wait on that? Let's do the opening of the show.
Absolutely.
And then,
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
And then...
I'll walk out on the street naked today.
I mean, listen, if you're up for it...
I'm a happy man.
Why don't you go do that right now?
No. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Would you go out without your shirt on?
No.
You're not that happy?
No, because really, after the glee has settled, now it's,
okay.
One more little job to do.
Then let's just play the retarded song. I'm not even going to mention. I hear the gum.
I know. My throat's a little dry. That's why I have gum.
Try water.
Take your shoes.
No, just give me a hey now.
Oh, hey now. What are you doing?
I want to play the retarded song, which is the song that starts our show.
Okay. Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get retarded.
In the interest of allowing you all the time that you need, we do this for
everybody. Everybody.
There's an order, Mike. Although, all of those dings were for the Red Sox.
Thank you.
The order here, gentlemen.
Yes!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
How about John Kerry?
Oh, hi there.
Okay, hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it. To officially open them.
Based on a true story, he was only a Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, with a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How you been? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Malaise, and all the same. Now served with a tasty dipping sauce, it's Don Geronimo, and look at him smile.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show right here. Right now. New episode on this Thursday. 1-0-2-1-0-4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here. No, he's not retarded.
They call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada, 800-636-1067, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Would you think me foolish if I did the whole show in song today? would you think me too gay if
hey,
I were
what
to
happened?
Just sing little ditties all day long?
Bask in it.
Oh,
take
my
it,
God,
now.
Yes.
Rub it all over yourself.
Oh, I'm swimming in it. I am loving every second of it. I believe I'll adopt a British accent for the show today. Yes, bathe me in it. Yes, I will swim in it. Lie in it. Glow in it. And yes, at times, gloat in it.
And may I urge you
yes.
to do that, to let
yes.
that part go. This is like, I was trying to explain this to my wife Wilma last night. This is very much like a man or a woman unable to get to that moment.
Yes.
And, you know, no matter how many...
What I mean, think of lifetimes and not my lifetime. Okay. Think of the old people, that are, you know, the 80-year-olds that are hanging around.
And keep in mind, you're popping the blue pills.
Yeah.
You're taking the Viagra. And
nothing
still,
seems to be doing it.
There's no Shangri-La.
Right.
And finally...
But you know what?
You have achieved.
No, but I'll put it in different... And this would be, at some point, the doctor says to you, well, it's not going to function at all. And then suddenly, without the blue pills,
yes,
it functions better than it's ever functioned before.
Correct.
That's exactly what this was.
Enjoy it.
And this is...
And the Yankees were your saltpeter all those years.
Oh, my God, were they. And now, and you know, now, literally... They can't, and you know, you hear it, it's the cliche, it can't be taken away. The greatest comeback in the history
of
baseball.
You'll always have the greatest
comeback. Well, you wait to get something. You don't want anybody taking it from you. Every fan right now is just like, now I would like to just say to my girlfriend Carla and to several people that were in the restaurant last night that may have come
Thanks. Up. Look around cafe.
And attempted to engage me in light, happy conversation during the game. I apologize, but I really didn't feel like talking until the last out. And that is why...
Understood.
I kind of wore a little strip with another guy. I kind of wish I remembered his name. Who was doing the same...
Friend.
A guy... Friend.
That's right.
Brother. Brother. Cousin! Cousin!
Lover.
Lover. Possibly. And, you know, we're both walking back and forth because... With the, 10-3 lead that they had going into the bottom of the ninth, it doesn't matter. There's the weight of all of those years of being crushed, mm-hmm. of having just, you know, I'm talking about 1978, I'm talking about last year, I'm talking about 1986, and it was just amazing. Now, what's wonderful about this is that it's exactly what it is. It's something that was lifted off of us.
Mm-hmm.
You hear all the sports talk shows today talking about the curse. I could care less about talking about that right now.
What curse?
The very specific, and I said this to you before, this is, it's not arguably, it is the greatest comeback in baseball history. We did it against our arch rivals, the New York Yankees, and it is so sweet.
And Mike,
I love it, and that's what I'm basking in. All the other stuff, I'm not sure.
It's your moment, it's your segment.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you. It's as big as the Jets winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's how big it is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I was trying to explain this to my wife last night, wonderful Wilma,
right.
Wanting me to turn off the box.
You know,
really.
Why are you watching this?
It's not that, you know,
I'm watching this because this now is history.
Yes.
You know, and I said, we had the discussion yesterday, it's the greatest rivalry ever.
Yeah.
Isn't this the mic before the show? I said yesterday, no, and today I'd say, yeah, I'd put it up there with all the great ones because...
Right.
Your guys finally won one.
Yeah, I understand.
It ain't a rivalry if one team always wins.
Well, it's a rivalry on you know, in our minds. I guess it's a real rivalry now because we have actually.
But how great is it?
But you know, it's
not only did the Red Sox have the greatest comeback victory in the history of sports, it'd be the Yankees.
Well, and you're right. You know, you talked about you put it up with the Jets winning the Super Bowl. The win doesn't, if they just, say if they went up two games and then they, if it was your average series,
now, they are
this
down,
wouldn't have mattered.
They are down 3-0 and they've lost 19-2 or something like that.
The third game.
Right.
When I'm talking about that, you know, psychotic episode in my underwear with the cap on that I had.
Right.
And then to come back and do this, but it was, someone told me that last night when they brought Pedro in the seventh inning, which was really part of their game plan, but still, because it's Yankee Stadium, he's got the whole who's your daddy thing, it gave the Yankees a momentary lift just to have him in there. Someone said I looked ashen.
Yes.
Like I was, and I was really having trouble getting a deep breath. I went outside a couple of times just to go.
We almost lost you last night?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You would have died in the happiest day of your life.
I thought there was a good chance I might die after the last out was made. I thought maybe it would be one of those things, you know, I've waited so long, and I'm sure I'm not the only Red Sox fan that feels like this. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, now where's the lightning bolt? Come on, hit me. Hit
they
me right now.
You live.
I live on. I live on to fight another day. And, you know, as this begins to wear off, and it took about 24 hours, then you think about the next thing, and that's, you know.
I just gloat a little bit about
that. Yeah, I want to gloat. Go ahead. Here's a primer for younger Red Sox fans
that
might not be as serious as I am. There are varying degrees of it. But this is just a primer for...
for how they're going to come at you. I'm going to warn you, this is how they who are evil,
will
come at you. They're going to come at you, and they're going to say, hey, the curse ain't broken, 1918. Even if we lose, the World Series, you come back and you look at them and you say, greatest collapse in the history of sports.
Mm-hmm. But that, use,
see, you don't worry about the 1918 thing now.
Right. You know, that's where they got no comeback.
There is no comeback.
Yankees!
It's to me, the guys you're hearing on sports radio today that are talking about, you know, the poll question of whether the curse is broken, I don't trust those guys. I really don't. This right now
You don't trust Dan Patrick.
I think Dan Patrick is a Yankee fan. I think it's obvious as the day is long.
I know it's Dan Patrick. But I'm sure no matter who I named, you would think.
I'm going to give you all these names. Dan Patrick, I don't think he shares our joy. I think Harold Reynolds, I don't think he shares our joy. I think there's certain people that do and certain people that don't. But right now, the best thing I've been enjoying more than anything is when they go up to Boston and they show the man on the street interviews. They're showing the people that have spilled onto Boylston Street and are going crazy. And that demo is like your 18 to 21-year-olds that are out there on the street. Go, you want to get great quotes? Go to some of the nursing homes in Boston for the people that have waited their whole lives for this. This is awesome, and to have it be the greatest comeback in sports history, and to have it be the guys that I've rooted for since I was 5 years old, it's awesome.
And that's important to note, that normally, you know, if it was just a baseball game, we would mention it, you know, because you like baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's a football game, we'd mention it because I like football. But the whole time I know, in your 20 years, you like one team. I mean, you like sports. You like the Red Sox.
You'd
ask me, what, I like one team? The Green Bay Packers.
Right.
And with you, it's the Red Sox. So you're not a Johnny come lately.
No, right? You're not with the Packers.
And which is why, really, go all out. But all that crap.
You get the impression
all that crap, all those years. I've been on the other side of listening to this. When it would be, those effing New Yorkers. You know, I hate those effing New Yorkers. I hate those effing Yankees. I hate the Yankee fan. I hate the New York fan. Mm-hmm. I hate the whole, we're better than you. Now,
the arrogance is unbelievable.
Whoa, okay. Now,
the arrogance of the Yankees is unbelievable.
Not today.
I will tap into that. And you know,
you've had it building for a long time.
Everything, and I root for a lot of sports besides baseball. I really do. I mean, and I've usually felt just a pang.
Well, you are the American sportsman.
I have usually felt a pang for the other guys. You know, a moment, you know, hey, they tried hard. What's delightful is non-existent with the Yankees. It's joy in looking at their concession speeches, which still border on a little arrogant.
Mike, a question, please.
Yes.
You don't feel bad for Derek Jeter?
And I especially don't feel bad for Gary Sheffield, who trashed us, trash-talked us more than anybody. I forgot the quotes but it was terrible. And, and what's great is I respect Joe Torre, but I don't feel sorry for him either. Because Joe Torre, it's still, you see what's on his hat. You look at what's on his hat and you go, who cares? We got it. We did it.
And
it's
think
the
about,
best. It's
think
the
about
greatest.
That ad. That's right. I bet they'll have to stop running that ad now.
Yeah, the one with George Steinbrenner with the hurt arm. I have so much money that I can go buy a team. Yeah, that'll be replaced by, hair care products for the Red Sox.
All right, now, during this celebration for Mike and the Red Sox Nation, I don't know who's going to say what, but I'm only going to stick with New England calls on this.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So let's go first to Vermont.
Vermont.
Here's Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, bud?
How are you doing?
Not too bad. I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
I almost fainted and passed out after Johnny Damon hit that grand slam. What was your reaction?
I didn't. You know, I kept it together during that, and I was totally, almost bordering on angry for the entire game until the very end.
I know this is your thing, but I just want to say, when he hit that home run, I evacuated.
No, when he hit the grand slam
involuntary
in the game when it went up 6-0, I didn't know. I thought this game is far from over. This game isn't a lock. This is Yankee Stadium. This game, there's so much pressure. I mean, I felt that there was so much pressure on the Red Sox to exorcise these demons.
Exorcise!
That I was not going to celebrate
Until, except I did give one wink to the Red Sox guy.
Did you do your exercise today?
I did my cardiovascular exercise.
Oh,
but I feel great. And I'm sure you do, too, in New England.
Absolutely, Mike. We're cheering for them all the way, and we got four more wins to go, baby.
Absolutely. Let's see. Let's go do it. Let's go do it.
All right, here you go. You ready?
Yes.
Let's go back up to New England. Steve.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy, Steve.
I'm torn because I'm not sure what's the most exciting, the Sox being in the World Series, them beating the Spankies on that sacred turf, or the Yanks choking like a cat with a hairball.
Now, Mike, I never thought I'd say this, but you could actually take a pointer.
Yeah, you mean a little more gloating
from this fellow.
Can I be honest with you? I mean, the gloating is fine, so supporting, but the gloating is the, you know, really? And the way we've grown up around New England rooting for our team, the gloating comes easier to the other side. We can rub it in as much as, but this is new to us. This is new.
Stop being polite. Enjoy yourself.
I'm trying not to be polite. I'm trying. Am I not doing a good job gloating?
No. If you're happy with your level of gloatiness.
I'm not a good gloater.
Okay.
I'm not a good gloater.
Oh, hold on. I beg to differ.
You think I'm a good gloater?
I've seen you in private moments. You're fantastic.
Well, how am I doing now?
You've got it. The dial's turned on, too.
Oh, really?
It's a dial that goes way past 10.
Well, see, you're putting New England callers on. So, I mean, you want to...
You want a Yankee fan?
Yeah, put a sour grapes guy on.
Fire him up.
All right, Joe. Only Yankee fans, please.
Yeah, please, bring him on. I want to hear what they're saying, because they're whining today. It's great.
We had calls from New Hampshire,
right.
From Maine.
Oh, good. Everybody's happy. Everybody feels the same way. And
else up there?
You're not going to get the gloating when those people are calling. You get the gloating when the Yankee guys call. You know, that's what it's all about.
All right.
There's nothing, but here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Want me to gloat?
Yeah.
There is nothing they can say today. There's nothing they can say today.
Well, let's see if any Yankee fans dare to call in now.
Right.
During this.
I welcome them.
During this segment. Joe, let's get rid of all these guys on the phone that have already been screened. Let's just get...
They're out there. I there were a bunch of them that I was around last night.
Just get Yankees fans.
My best friend Randall, he was there.
I wanted to...
Hey, Randall, incidentally, for that little cell phone message from your dad saying that Miguel Cairo carries the curse, some sort of cryptic evil spell that was going to happen, you know, that was very weak. That was very, very lame.
Good.
Randall was saying to me, it's a brick in the wall. As they went up like 6-0 and everybody was coming over, hey, we got it. Hey, Mike, it's looking good. Every time somebody would do that, Randall would say, there's another brick. There's another brick. Build that wall, baby. Build that wall. And it's like, okay.
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 Now they're coming
for
Mike.
Out of the bar.
Now the lines are loading up.
All right.
You asked for it.
Bring them on.
Here is Yankees fan number one, Charlie. Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Doing splendid. How are you?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, I just want to bring Mike down to reality a little bit.
Sure, go ahead.
It's not over, as you well know, but Halloween night, Game 7, would be Clemens versus Schilling.
Yes. You mean former Yankee Roger Clemens?
Former
Yankee that you guys gave up on that went to the Houston Astros and had one of the best seasons of his career?
Former Red Sox, baby.
Yeah, former Yankee brother. Hey, how you feeling after that collapse?
Hey, I'm a Cubs fan in reality.
Oh, there's you. Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second.
Yeah, they're all Cubs fans.
I'm 1-0.
All right, here's Kevin. Kevin, Don and Mike show. Kevin.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you, Mike. I'm going to give you your props. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, but, you know, we just totally choked. And way to go. I actually hope you guys do win the World Series now.
Okay, I have one thing to say. Whatever. There you go.
Even that with love, of course.
Hello. Fernando.
What's up, guys?
Nando.
Yes, sir. Mike?
Yes, sir. Nando.
I am a Yankee fan.
Yes, you are.
Congratulations from all Yankee fans across the...
Let me just say, I hung up on that guy.
Yeah, the New Yorkers.
Where are the retarded Yankee
fans? Where's the
Aaron?
Because they didn't win. They're not capable of...
They're trying to pull this thing off.
They're trying
now.
To pull the graciousness.
Listen.
Is it grace when you've got an entire stadium that's going, who's your daddy? I mean, give me a break.
Hello, here is Paul. Paul, Don and Mike show.
Guys, how you doing?
And listen, I know we no longer broadcast to New York City proper, but God knows, just like Dallas Cowboys fans, there are those obnoxious Yankee asses everywhere.
Right.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, doing great.
Hey, I know this is wrong. I'm a transplanted New Yorker, okay? And I got to tell you, I'm thrilled that the Red Sox won.
Listen to this.
I'm a Mets fan.
Oh, you're a Mets fan. Okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well, of course. Hold on. Joe, please make sure when you ask them if they're a New York fan.
You from New York?
Make sure. Because all it says is New York fan. It could be a Mets fan.
Yeah, I want to say something about a couple of people that approached me last night, and this might be a trend. I don't know if it's this way in your area, if you know a Yankee fan. A couple of Yankee fans came up to me with this absurd statement. Hey, I'm a lifelong Yankee fan, but I am rooting for the Red Sox. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not allowed. All right?
You know that's
a prime directive.
Hold on.
That's the white flag.
You know what that is? That's the first wave of Benedict Arnolds.
Yes.
That's the first wave of people who say, oh, my God, the team that always wins is not winning. Mm-hmm. I maybe want to, like, hedge my bets.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Fakers. Here's another faker. Brian.
Sports equivalent of Jews for Jesus.
Yeah, it's another faker.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I've been a lifelong Yankees fan, but it was actually good to see Boston win. It was good.
No, I don't buy it.
Hello, Charles.
No, I don't accept it.
Charles.
Yeah, where are all these fake Yankee fans coming from? I hope Boston gets their butt whipped.
All right, you're a real Yankee
fan.
That's
better.
Oh, diehard. All my life. I got a Yankee tattoo on my back.
It was
a good series, and I give Boston credit. They beat us. They come back and beat us, but I'm not rooting for them.
Whatever.
Fair enough.
Whatever.
Hello, here's Al. Al.
I'm having fun.
Yankee fan Al.
See, Don, do you agree?
Hey,
was that a good call? Aren't the Yankee fans more fun?
I'm a new Yankees fan because I'm giving up on the Orioles a little bit. Well, I'll never give up on them. But anyway, I'll tell you, Mike, the reason you feel so good right now is mainly because Yankees are the thing that everyone else is measured by. You're feeling good because you feel better than a Yankee, right? So think about it.
Hey,
it's saying,
we're getting closer now to the type of Yankee fan
I'm
we're looking for.
Standard. The standards there, things that are all to be measured by, are the Yankees.
I have a question for you. When do we go to your ceremony when you get the Nobel Prize for Literature?
I'm driving 80 miles an hour down the road trying to talk on a radio show.
Well, you're an Orioles fan. You're not even legit.
All right, bye.
Oh, he gave up too easily.
Right, here's Kyle. Kyle, hello.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, where's your ring at? Put a ring on your finger first before you start yapping.
How's the greatest collapse in the history of sports
doesn't matter. Where's
feel?
Your ring?
How
where's
your does
ring?
That feel? You can
where's your
never,
ring?
Ever,
where's your
ever,
ring?
Ever duplicate that.
Where's the ring?
Hold on, Mike, turn around. And Buzz is absolutely right. Where's yours?
Ah.
No, hold on. Hold on, where's yours?
I don't play baseball.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
I live in Orville. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Here's Scott. Hello, Scott.
You win.
The curse lives on that you got.
Hold on.
You can't say that D word.
Your team, the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees are part of the greatest collapse in the Red Sox. The greatest comeback in sports history, and we did it against you.
All fine and good, but until you win. You've got nothing but 1918.
At least he has a chance
and
to win.
And you will always have 2004.
But, Buzz, I've had 2017.
I had to hang up because that is the perfect retort.
Yeah. But this time, I mean, time he has no chance to win.
No.
I said this last night. I said this on the PA last night.
1918, huh?
Right. 1918, 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally different.
Greatest collapse ever.
Yeah. Right.
Greatest collapse ever.
Sure. In fact, I wouldn't want it any other way. I wouldn't want it any other way to have it this way. And somebody was talking about this today. If we had played somebody else to get to the World Series, that would have been a different scenario. This is the New York Yankees. This is the storied franchise.
Hello, here he is. David, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, big Yankee fan here. Mike, I gotta agree with you. Biggest collapse ever in sports. But you know what? This is gonna make the rivalry that much better.
Oh, it is. I agree with that, and I'm not gonna disagree.
Can you imagine what kind of ticket prices they're gonna get for opening
this,
series?
This will be
year?
Now, I mean, Don pointed that out. I mean, now that the Red Sox have won.
Now it's a rivalry.
This is gonna be
Johnny.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air. Hey.
How you guys doing? Mike, I gotta tell you, man, this is just typical of all the Boston psyche and the way things are going, because when you lose, you're still gonna go back to the same way. You're gonna all revert back to your Boston Nation pain.
I would
not
trade
get any better.
I would trade all the rings you have for this series. I have enjoyed it that much.
That's so weak, though. That is so weak. How did you say that?
No, what is weak is being up 3-0 and hey, collapsing no, with four losses in a row. The last two in the house that Ruth built, you hum.
Thank you, Mike. That's how you handle that.
Yeah, that felt good. I thought that was my best work.
See, now, hasn't that been inside you?
Yes. Yeah. But see, you need them to bring it out. That's right, you need.
Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, how are you guys?
We're doing great.
Here we go. I'm ready for you. Bring it on.
I got two very, very strong things. One, you guys are insanely jealous of Howard Stern, and two, the Yankees should have won.
Now, there's no doubt you are a New York ass.
Absolutely. They should have won, and you guys are in the shadow of Mr. Stern.
But in the shadow of his nose, maybe, but that's about it. Get out of my phone, you ass.
I can't get upset. I can't.
Yeah.
I love this.
Hello, Kevin.
2004
8 hours ago. That's a good one, Mike.
I gotta get the time right. How many hours? 12 hours.
It doesn't matter.
Two championships in the time you have lost.
12. Midnight. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, you had a good one there.
12. And what's it? 20 hours ago? Yeah, something like
whatever.
That.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. 20 hours.
20 hours ago. 20 hours ago.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
Okay, bye. Here is Glenn. I'm sorry, Tom. I don't know. Tom?
Yeah.
Where are you from? New York, Rochester, Buffalo, what?
Buffalo.
Right. Hi, welcome.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
26-0. 26 world titles, 0 for you.
I trade them all for last night.
You get nothing. The curse is going on until they win.
Yeah, but we will always have the greatest comeback.
That's it.
All right, you can say 26-0, Mike, and say 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
1-0. It doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, you got jack.
You know what? But here's the deal. The greatest comeback in the history of sports is what we have. And that was against the New York Yankees. Oh, who also had the greatest collapse in the history of sports. And I will take the greatest comeback in baseball history, actually sports history,
for
26 runs.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna have to console Mike when the Red Sox lose.
No. You know, as a matter of fact,
you're gonna have to console him. Pat him on the back,
dude.
Here's the deal, and I'm right here. He'd have to console me if we hadn't beaten the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, if they don't win the World Series, I will be very disappointed, but I will not be inconsolable.
I want to say something. You said something a couple days ago, and I thought it was a real limp move.
Right.
This whole thing about, hey, I'm happy just that we're back in it. Well, I still think that that's weak, but I have seen on TV, and it's a lead story on every news channel, this whole thing, and I read everything I could read about this. There are a lot of people out there who feel like you do,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to rain on your parade because you're happy because you beat the Yankees. That if they don't win the World Series, does it mean the curse? No. No, this was the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
to beat the freaking Yankees.
That's the whole Babe Ruth thing.
You've been to the World Series before since mm-hmm. I've known you. We've been to see them in the World Series.
But and somehow last year it got even more significant because of the way they lost last year and to go in and do this. But do it in a fashion the Yankees didn't do it last year. Well, we came back from 3-0. I mean, it's never ever been done.
Every person that I saw, and this is rare for sports fans, but I saw all these Boston people talking to a degree like Mike was the other day after the victory last night, saying, you know, yeah, the World Series would be great, but for us, this is it.
This is huge.
Doesn't matter.
I heard a guy that this was the best analysis I heard. I think for the players, the guys that play the game, they think about that differently. They actually think more about, you know, about the championship and the World Series. But you got to understand the psyche of Red Sox fans. Where the Red Sox fans really, these are the Darth Vaders. These were the guys we wanted. I wanted to, you know, when we beat California, I think one of the headlines was, go Yankees, because we wanted the Yankees in the championship.
Right.
And then to go down and be as down as we were and come back, I mean, nothing. I mean, a World Series victory, will it be great? Will it compare to last night? Absolutely not. That's impossible. Will I be happy? Yeah. But will it compare to the joy that I felt last night after winning this series? Nothing will. Nothing will ever compare to that. It's impossible.
Now, the other thing that
the only way it could compare is if the Yankees were in the National League and we beat the Yankees to win the World Series, but we can't. We beat the Yankees to get to the World Series, and nothing feels better.
You know, whether it's Houston or St. Louis, if the Red Sox were to beat either team, a Red Sox fan will always still think, yeah, okay, World Series, but Yankees.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, there's no, you
right.
can't think any other way. And that does not diminish the importance of, you know, not winning a championship, but it's just, it's an emotional issue. And the way you feel is, we beat these guys that have been stomping on us forever, and we did it in the most spectacular way any team could ever do it against the Yankees. Any team would go down as making history if they did what the Red Sox did. It happened to be us. It's very, very sweet.
I'm really happy for you.
1918 is the last thing they have now to hold over our heads. In the event that we win the World Series, that will be gone too. But even if they don't win and somebody comes up and says 1918, I go, 2004.
You got it. It's done.
It's sweet.
It's a done deal. Enjoy it.
It's sweet. I'm loving every minute of it.
Enjoy it.
And it was more fun for me to talk to the Yankee fans than it was the Red Sox fans.
Okay.
We're all still, you know, the Red Sox fans are all like I am today, in this kind of wobbly state of, spent emotionally. And I'm glad that, you know, we got a couple of days to recover for Saturday night for the opening of the World Series at Fenway. All right, I'm out.
Really?
I think I'm going home.
Okay. Well, no, you can't go home. You have
the rest of the show.
You have to stay in through the rest of the show, but this entire first segment, you know, whatever you want.
I hope I didn't disappoint Red Sox fans with my whole spiel today.
You are who you are.
I really hope that I gave them what I wanted to hear, because I've been listening to the radio all day, listening to TV, watching TV all day, trying to get what I wanted out of this.
Right.
I don't know if you can. You know, you want to just have it replayed 24/7, you know. I T-bowed my little sports center today and just watched it again and again and again. I'm waiting for the DVD to come out, you know. I'm just ready for all this right now. Hey, bring on the Astros and bring on the Cardinals.
I did read something this morning, as a matter of fact, with a comparison with football, that the Game 6 got in Boston, not nationally, but in Boston, Game 6 got a higher rating than the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yes. It is a Red Sox town.
That knocked me on my ass.
You have football towns and you have baseball towns.
Okay.
I mean, Red Sox. I think it's proximity also, you know what? Because to go, you know, no matter what, you got to go to Foxborough.
Know, tell me about it. That's like going to FedEx Field.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Foxborough is FedEx Field, just, you know, 400 miles away.
Yeah, but you can't argue with how great the Patriots are. But this is, you know, as somebody said, it's great what they've accomplished.
Right,
but this is a Red Sox town.
In summation, we're going to move to a phone scan next.
Okay, yes.
And, you know, we'd like to just...
Move on. In summation, you know, the greatest sports fan night of my life. I've never had a better time. I've never had more fun. It was so much fun to be around so many great Red Sox fans last night, and I could not be more thrilled. And really, it is. I just have to say it one more time, because I know that you're going to get all these arguments about the championship. And the championship will be great. If they win the World Series, it will be great. But nothing as far as the moment, the single moment in sports of being a sports fan, will never be duplicated again.
So that was the single greatest
for me
sports moment of your life.
It will never be duplicated. And I knew it from the way I was reacting before it happened. I will not feel the same way with, you know, if it comes down to one out against Houston or St. Louis for the World Series. I won't feel the same way. Will I feel delighted? Yeah, but it will be nothing compared to what last night was. And all the Yankee fans have called.
You know what just happened?
They all know that.
You know what happened last night? I believe we can say this without being dumped. You had your cherry popped last night. That's exactly what happened.
For the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the best thing about it...
Yeah, the Hyman procedure.
But the best thing about it, what you said, is
that's
now this rivalry is...
Where's Buster Poindexter, incidentally?
This rivalry is now even bigger. It continues. It's even bigger. Now, though, you know, they don't walk around with their, you know, looking down their noses at us anymore, and they never can.
They'll try with all their gold chains.
Right. And their money, you know. And we have a big payroll, too.
Hold on, like, there's no money in Boston. Come on.
There is, but you know, it's not, it's a, the evil empire has the, you know, has the deepest pockets.
How about that Red Sox owner with those queer earplugs? What was up with that? They're like yellow and pink and green and like different colors.
And his red nose. Was it that cold there? Because no one else seemed to have a glowing nose.
It was like 41, 42 degrees, really? Something like that. I guess, you know.
He was probably drunk.
Probably. Touché.
Man, what are you doing here?
What's that?
Stop it. Don't insult the owner of the Red Sox.
No, I thought I was concerned for
I
his
started
health.
It.
Yeah, you started too. Both of you, okay?
He's a what? Great man.
So no one's like the owner day here, all right? That's John Henry, personal friend of mine.
John Henry!
Personal friend of mine and everybody in New England right
John
now.
Henry! used to be a name for an appendage. Yeah. At least no, where
no,
I came
no,
from.
That's Thomas.
Well, no, where I came from, it was, you know, where's your John Henry? How's your John Henry?
I thought John Henry had a hammer.
Well, no, you know.
Mike. Oh.
Well, I mean, it's the
I know
song.
I know, but still, where I came
for
from.
For God's sake,
you would just say that. You know, how's your John Henry? That would be what one seventh grade boy would say to another seventh grade boy.
Right.
Oh, turn this off, please. For the love of the New York Yankees.
Slick.
Turn that thing off. Okay, a phone scan time.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I think I want to save this for tomorrow.
Aww. Oh, and one last thing. Hi, Papa, who's looking down right now and is up there. I hope he's rooting for the game. My father. I wish he was around to see this. I just wanted to mention that, too.
We'll save this for tomorrow. This is Mike's day.
That's right.
It's Mike's day. Tomorrow.
You have an alarm clock.
We have a killer Japanese alarm clock. We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Put it back in the box. This is Mike's day.
He wants to... He wants to bring it out.
Yeah, I know he does.
He's like a little kid with a toy.
I don't want you to be upstaged by a $3.49 clock. I want this to be your moment, baby.
Well, I'm enjoying my moment.
Take your moment.
Oh, I'm also exhausted.
Enjoy your moment.
All right.
That was fake.
That's the fake enthusiasm.
Don't do the fake enthusiasm.
Well, I'm
today. Tired. I know. Go ahead and be tired today.
All right.
It's okay. Be yourself today.
Shut up.
And, okay, now we're getting closer. 877-365-3636. From anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And DC 202-432-1067. Now Mike is being himself.
Yes.
You know, just picture
Mouth the game.
Just picture Homer Simpson. His mouth is open and just that bit of drool's coming out of the corner.
Glossy stare.
Your calls on the phone scan. Oh, and I've given both of you guys off-air warning. I will give you on-air warning that sometime on today's show, sooner before later, indeed it will be, and Mike, I'm sorry you're sleep deprived.
Yeah?
A battle of the minds with the mystery guest,
ooh.
Mike against Buzz.
Oh.
And we'll tell everybody listening, we'll put you guys in a soundproof booth, and then we'll tell everybody listening who the mystery guest is.
Buzz, fair warning.
Yes.
I'm a little hot.
Mike, you're on a roll, man. Mike against Buzz. But now your call is the phone scan. That's next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier? When was that?
Or later when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
The Don and Mike Show. No fake rap. No condoms. All naked sex. And entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
One more thing about that baseball thing last night.
What game?
I can do without Jeannie's Alasco.
Shoot and poo, Joker powder!
She don't got the Joker smile of all Joker smiles.
And, you know, don't try so hard to be a man.
Agreed. You know, you can pull the job off. There's nothing wrong with having a woman.
No, not at all. I mean, they're great woman sportscasters. Sure there are, Mike. The lady I saw interviewing...
I'm just saying that...
Coach. Who's the coach? Coach of the Lakers.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah, well, you're lady to you. She's Andrea Kramer. She pulls it off.
Right.
She's mellow. She's not too intense. That's what I can't stand with you two. Jeannie Zalasco, back there, back to the yard, baby.
She's trying. She's trying real hard.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
She needs to feminine it up a little bit.
Sure.
You know what I mean. She needs to...
Like Linda Cohn.
Get a little softer. Linda Cohn needs a good feed bag around her neck.
Take a page from the book called Robin Roberts.
Sorry. You know, what was that earlier statement there? Plenty of good... Maybe I spoke too soon.
Perhaps you did.
Yeah, hold on. You know who else has got a touch of Jeannie Zalasco's testosterone? Susie Colbert.
Yes.
Hey, well,
Muppet voice.
Well, yeah, welcome to the House of Wax.
You know who's good?
And tonight. Thanks, Joe.
Bonnie Bernstein.
Oh, yes.
She combines femininity and she knows her stuff back with her
nose. And if I could just mention before we start the phone scan, you know who's really beautiful is Rich Eisen.
Oh, he is.
He is the host of NFL Total Access.
Oh, really? What's that?
That's a show all about the NFL.
Oh, I see. All
every,
right.
Every day on the NFL Network at 7 and 10. Go to NFL.com. Rich will be on the show tomorrow. Rich joins us. He's sponsored by Tower Records, Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love. Tower.com and I think NFL.com. So all the plugs are done. Here we go. Phone scan, 877-365-3636. This is a real part of the show.
Yes.
All the other part is fake. This is real. This is where we take unscreened calls. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
Come on, hurry up. I got to get ready for game 8.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Hey, that's great news. Hey, greatest comeback in sports history. They won 4 games in a row.
All right, listen, I told you, and now see, now the Yankee fans are calling.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they're a little late on the trigger.
Just like them.
Yes, just like they were late, like they were late last night. That's just like they were late on all those swings.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You had your chance, Yankee fans. Hello, Don and Mike.
Red Sox rule!
Does no one want to talk about the issues of the day?
Yes, there's a presidential election.
I'll tell you,
I don't know how that affects
you. You take very seriously.
I know I do.
I'll tell you something worthy of our attention, then we'll get back to these piddly phone calls.
Enjoy.
Mike, I'll tell you who I'm concerned about in all
who
of this.
Who are you concerned about?
A little girl named Lisa Remedy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little fat girl named Lisa Remedy.
Yeah.
And... God bless her, this little fat girl has a TV show. And last night, in a bold, unprecedented move, CBS said, we've got the season premiere of King of Queens. We've been promoting it for about a month. They even took out ads in the newspaper.
Yes.
It's on against the baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
CBS said, why don't you put on a rerun of CSI? They did. I'm not kidding. They really did.
Well, now you're being the amateur TV programmer that you are, they probably had no choice, did they?
Now, Mike, I did check over on Channel 4 and did note that NBC was not afraid to run a brand new season opener of The West Wing.
Oh, really?
Which, incidentally, was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I mean, I was going between that and the ball game.
Right,
over there on good old CBS.
It'd be interesting with that, because, I mean, that is such a powerhouse, to see what the numbers were for the
baseball
game.
Oh, I'm sure the game
had to have won. I'll check, but I'm sure the game pounded.
Oh, I know the game won. I just would like to know whether it was, you know, record-breaking or
anything. I bet they were probably... Jesus, what the Super Bowl get? I would bet that there were probably at least 30 million people watching that game.
And viewership's been down for the West Wing, so.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike, and King of Queens wasn't on.
Yeah.
So,
that helped the game.
Opened the floodgates.
King of Queens was like the nadir in that race.
Through the roof. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
How are you anyway?
I'm doing great. Listen, congratulations to Mike and the Red Sox. And I just wanted to let you know you guys make me laugh. I'm a teacher. And after a day's work coming home, you guys really, really have an awesome sense of humor, and you make me laugh.
Well, thank you. What grade do you teach, sir?
I teach middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade drama.
Oh, Randall, incidentally, my Yankee fan buddy who watched the game with me last night.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing the piano teacher to the bar last night.
And you're a drama?
What the hell was that about?
You're a drama teacher?
Yes, I am.
No touching, okay? No touching. You gotta wear, what'd you say, wear gloves?
No, I said you can look, but you better not touch.
The piano, my buddy brings the piano teacher to the game last night, and he, nice enough guy, I'm sure, but wanted to chat. Wasn't like at all into the game, and I was like, what? He's like asking me questions and something.
Hello?
Like, what? Shut up!
Don and Mike show, phone scan, hello?
Kiss me, Rob. I love you, Rob.
Oh, hold on, there's your finger guy, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show, phone scan, hi.
Don and Mike, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Hey, I just got a question for you, Mike. Didn't you give up too early on your bet? Doesn't Don owe you a back rub from some...
No. That's another beauty of it, that Don's bet is totally legit.
That's paid.
I bet that the Red Sox will win the American League East division by two games, and they did not do this. Yeah.
Right, okay. Listen, Mr. D-U-M-B-A-S-S. Goodbye.
Pay attention to our wagers, please.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Mike, how have you been?
As an ancient Chinese proverb would say, touching skin of angry mailman bring team good luck in the fall.
What can we do for you?
Don, when's the next time the Redskins are going in? Get off Mike for a second on the Red Sox.
Listen, can I just point out we're not a sports show?
I know.
They're off this week, then they play the Packers next week.
Outstanding.
And that's when you are, then the word for you would be conflicted.
Oh, no, not conflicted. I've already told the people in the stadium that, and I make...
But it's pretty rare, isn't it, the Packers come to FedEx, right?
I was here the last time that the Redskins played the Packers in Washington, 1972.
God, was that long ago? Wow.
Playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I've already told the people in my section, I shouldn't be talking about this, now it's your Red Sox day. But I've already told them, I'm wearing every piece of Packer clothing I have to the stadium on Halloween for the Packers-Redskins game. And I'm the first one in my section to scream at people who have the balls to wear clothes from other teams. You know, like, I'll sit
Will
there.
You be permanently ostracized from your little group?
They know that the Green Bay thing is something with me, but I'm the leader at sitting at the Redskins games going, do you believe how many goddamn Seattle fans there are here? And then, like, turning around and saying, who gave you the tickets? How did you get the... And I'm ready for all of that in 2 weeks. And who knows? If I take my shirt off, maybe I'll get on TV. Hello.
Because you're going to be painted green.
Don and Mike show.
Call me if you do.
I'm going to be either P or S. I need A-C-K-E-R. I need eight more guys who have approximately the look of Jim Belushi.
Right.
Which is how I would describe myself now.
And then, with the kind of the blotchy cold, where the cold air gets... They're always big splashes of red on their body.
Right.
And it's not paint.
Not in my skin. It's all skin.
It's just like lily white.
It's all epidural. It's like, it's where whatever rash was there when you were a kid, and you take your shirt off and it gets cold, you scratch it, and then the whole left side of your whole stomach and your chest, it looks all puffy.
You know, I remember when it was a real rare thing for the fan with the shirt off, and now it's become commonplace.
Yeah. Oh, now the fan with the shirt off, here's the thing that they do with that. First off, you don't get it.
Right.
Unless it's a guy who's so incredibly, morbidly obese that they can put the camera on him and not say anything about it. Just say something like, well, he sure is a jolly fan.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the only time that you ever see those guys.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate twirl ice cream?
Correct. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Gentle persons.
Hi there.
Please to share your thoughts regarding that hump Kenny Albert.
Kenny Albert?
Kenny Albert. What's the deal with him? I mean, when he's standing all there, he seems to even be wrapped more tightly than his father was.
He's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Let's go to Kenny Albert. He's in the men's room.
I'm sitting here, chin firmly pressed on chest, with big overcoat, standing in front of like an entire section. They can't see because of my head.
I had to explain him to my wife, speaking of the rest. He called the Redskins game. The Redskins are such a bad team that they always get the worst Fox announcers. We always get Kenny Albert.
Kenny Albert.
And when she was trying to watch the game with me a couple of weeks ago, she said, really, what is wrong with that man? And I have to do the whole thing. It's Marv Albert's son.
The Albert boy. Albert in the stand.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, but he's weird.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I might say he's the most alien broadcaster since the late Tom Meese.
Yes.
It's because Tom Meese from ESPN truly was from outer space.
And the one, since we're throwing out the negative, I will give you... Somebody said this last night, I believe, and it's no offense to Joe Buck's father, but I believe Joe Buck is better than his dad was. I think he really is that good.
In what regard? In bed?
Of course. When I'm taking him to my bed. Oh, my sweet.
My sweet. My sweet.
Oh, yes.
Call the game, my sweet.
My sweet.
I can't do it. That's
my
yours.
My sweet.
Oh, God.
I've been to the mausoleum. I've arranged for Dad to join us. God, my sweet.
Flesh crawling.
Now, on the coffin now.
Who's that? It's Kenny Albert.
While I'm wearing my underpants and my Red Sox hat.
My sweet.
Your tiny square glasses, my sweet. Not to be confused with the glasses of my Vikings.
Oh, God. And that was funny when he came, when Michael Hughes came into our office today and said, yeah, here are my gay square glasses.
Yeah, got to call him like you see him. Yeah, that was a joke. Call them like you see them. Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Mike, congratulations on the Red Sox, man.
Go Sox.
You have crushed my dreams. I'm thinking about driving my car off a cliff right now.
If you do, please do it on the show.
Yeah. I'm going to try.
Leave your cell phone on.
Or maybe it could be one of those great things where you say you're going to do it and we talk you out of it, and right. Then we get some good publicity for being nice guys.
Yeah, it's always worse. It's a no-brainer for us because it's a no-win, it's a no-lose situation.
But no matter how we try to talk you out of it, you go ahead and do it anyway.
But you know,
I'm fine with it.
It would really be an easy win on portable phone destruction.
Yeah.
If he really
guaranteed
his car to
drive. Yankee fan driving off a cliff.
We're up against a time thing here, so I need an answer. Are you going to drive your car off a cliff or not?
Probably not.
Not thick enough.
Joke
Quitter.
Again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He lost again.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey.
I am a very unhappy Yankees fan right now.
All right, listen, you guys were supposed to call during the first break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it going, Don, Mike, Buzz?
Oh, okay, how's it going, Sasquatch?
You good? Did you guys catch Leyritz pulling his best Vinny from Brooklyn last night?
I could not understand a word.
Who pulling their best what?
I'm sure he was Bigfoot, though.
It
was I was on the Canadian line. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What about giving credit to the fans in the stands? What a difference between New York and Boston. There were no riots over grabbing the ball. You don't have to go to the game in riot gear.
My lady. My lady speaks the truth.
They were so polite. I think they were just stunned and shocked that the balls went that far. They all stood back and just watched them.
Can I tell you, Allison Janney calling, and I love your work on the West Wing.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm much taller than you, but I think I can make accommodations.
I want to tell you something. That Allison Janney, she got the vish face.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. I'd have to be like Ray Charles. I mean, I'd have to. Jamie Foxx did that thing where he got like his eyes glued shut so that he could do the rage. I'd have to do that to be with Allison Janney, I think.
Allison Janney.
I think so.
Now, maybe it's just me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Come on, Janney.
Of course, if it was the male guy who's the chief of staff, my eyes would be wide open.
Ah, Janney.
As a matter of fact, I probably would crazy glue my eyelids to my to my face.
Open.
Yeah, open.
Yankee season calling.
Hello there.
Thank you.
Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Radio God?
Okay, I'm sorry. We say it one time. Come on. You got to go at least 35 miles an hour.
That's right.
Our speed limit is 65.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike. We ticket at 80.
Hey, Don and Mike. Brian from Buffalo. How are you?
Hi, Brian. We're doing great.
Hey, great. First thing, John Thomas is my man, not John Henry. I don't think Rob caught that in the background, but my John Thomas from the opening segment.
Uh-huh.
Okay, second, Mike, maybe you can...
I don't know what he was talking about.
Doesn't matter.
You know?
Yeah, no, we know. But
okay.
All right, so
John, maybe you can help me out with this. Greatest sports comeback ever?
Hey, beautiful, I caught it. All right?
And I know it. You're from Buffalo. I know what you're going to bring
and
up.
He was
hold on.
You called it a John Henry.
Yeah, that's what we called it when I was a kid. And I'm a step ahead of you. I know you're going to mention Frank Reich stepping in at quarterback against the Houston Oilers.
Right.
I would have to say, yes, that is the single greatest NFL comeback of all time. But
wouldn't you think sports, though? Because they were actually down 33-3 at the half.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not like Buffalo had been playing Houston and Houston had beaten them for years and years. And please to be noticing and also saluting my incredible knowledge on this, that I know that it's Frank Reich who goes in for Jim Kelly. They're down 35-0. Warren Moon is killing the Buffalo Bills. They come back. It's Thurman Thomas. It's Frank Reich. It's tied up into overtime. They win the field goal. The coach is Wade Phillips. Buffalo wins the game.
See my hands going up like
two defensive touchdowns, too. And they did it in overtime. Steve Christie.
Yes.
Little
yes.
did you know, too, Frank Reich came in that Super Bowl debacle against Dallas.
You know what's a really great trait, sir?
Pardon?
You know what's a really great trait?
What?
To be able to agree without sounding like you're arguing.
Right. I mean, Don gave that recap
off
the top of his head for Buffalo. I was raising my hands up in the air because I said, those are our Buffalo ratings right now as Don's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just weren't satisfied. You had to pull your little nose.
I know Wright got in the Super Bowl.
I know.
Christ.
Was he the first or second?
I live in Horville.
There you go.
I knew Frank Wright.
I did know him. I'm not
did you really?
No, really?
He went to Maryland.
Thought you were making a joke.
But as far as comebacks,
you know where I met him? Where I met him?
Where?
I met him at that place where the guy had the Giants helmet on.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where I met Frank Reich. Ex of your Buffalo Bills ex of the Maryland Terrapins.
I said, getting back to the
get
comeback.
A good education.
I said to a guy last
go
night.
Go to Maryland circa 1979, whatever he went, what?
As soon as it happened, I looked over at a guy and I said, I don't think that'll happen again in months and months.
Good luck. Hello there. Phone scan, Don and Mike. Hello.
Ms. Romero.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave calling from Portland. Just want to congratulate you. But do you see the correlation? Was it a lot like the miracle team of the U.S. hockey team?
I agree with an analysis that I heard today. In order for that to be true, really, I mean, for that thing to happen, they got to go on. They really do have to go on and win the World Series.
Yeah,
then that'll be the perfect story. Then you can compare it to the Olympic hockey team. And
But specifically, like, if you don't finish it and do it right at the next level, then you'll regret it for your effing life.
Not that serious, but I will be. It'll be much better if they do win the World Series. But right now this is still awesome, and I can't feel any other way. I try, believe me. I'm a Red Sox fan. I'd love to try to feel bad, but I can't.
I feel bad. King of Queens was not on last night.
Those bastards at CBS.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Not all of us love the Red Sox. Some of us love a good 23-minute situation comedy.
Yeah.
Hello.
23 minutes of real good content.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike, good day.
Hi, good day to you.
I just wanted to congratulate that long-haired, homeless-looking freak of nature, Johnny Dane.
Yeah, amen, brother.
All right. I guess it's to be expected today. I tried to keep them out of this phone scan, and they creep in.
Just when you think you're out, they let you back in again.
Listen, you're the last person on the phone scan. What's your name?
John from Virginia.
John from Virginia. John, you've got the HBO double prize pack, the complete first season of The Wire, now on DVD. A gritty new cop show from HBO, plus you've got the HBO Family Bonds prize pack, The Evangelistas, at Sunday nights on Home Box Office. And thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you. Long live the babe.
What did he say?
Long live the babe, I think.
Long live the babe.
What was that, like long a slap?
Wait, what was that? Wait, what was that?
What do you mean by that?
Long live the babe.
What do you mean by that, idiot?
Not Allison Janney?
The Red Sox have beaten the Yankees, but they have not beaten the babe.
All right, guess what, ass? You just lost your prize.
Woo!
Yeah, woo!
Toodaloo, ass.
What?
Woo!
Toodaloo, ass.
Are you a Yankee fan?
You goddamn right.
Well, then why?
How's it feel today, brother?
Then why? Hold on. Listen, before Mike gets into the fight, why'd you call with the whole Johnny Damon, like, you like him thing?
Yeah, what was that about?
I called him a freak of nature.
No, but I mean, you were actually congratulating him. I mean, as far as they call him the caveman, you kind of snuck in and then wanted to throw your little dig in there at the end because you're a very bitter, angry Yankee fan who just had a team hand him the worst collapse in the history of the franchise at the hands of my team.
Mike.
And I wouldn't trade all your 20 zillion rings for what we did last night. It was the greatest moment in my life. But I'll give you the last word.
I'm a very...
All right. La, 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 la. Didn't know that was going to happen. The guy called like another one of those. You know, hey, I'm real happy for you, Mike.
You see my cat-like reflexes?
I was ready
for him.
That's my guy. Well, now you better get on your reflexes right now.
Okay.
I am going to ask both Mike and Buzz right now to leave the studio.
Very good.
So we can tell the audience, not for good, Mike. You got to come back.
Okay.
Go to a soundproof room,
Mommy,
where no one can hear. Beth Ann. They make sure Beth Ann gets a hell out of here so they don't hear a monitor.
She's on her way.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
Now, Joe, you're killing me with that. When we come back, it'll be a game with Mike against Buzz. See, we have a mystery guest. Keep the secret, my sweet. Are we allowed to tell who it is yet? Yes. You, the home audience, will know. The mystery guest. There's a reason he's a mystery guest. Who was that, Rob?
That was John Norman.
What did he want?
I don't know. Want me to check?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's Don. I know you're wondering.
Don.
I'm in the middle of something.
I'm sorry, I'll wait.
How I'm doing. Thanks for asking. You pigs. Nobody dares say, Don, how are you? So, Mike, how are the Red Sox? Mike, how are the Red Sox? Like he played on the freaking team. But that's my issue.
It wouldn't have killed him to say, how have you been?
Agreed. So?
Yes?
What did John want?
He said they're isolated in the green room.
Okay. The mystery guest is?
Yes?
Leon Redbone.
Who?
Exactly. Now, you must remember, Leon Redbone is a guy who you might recognize from his Budweiser commercials.
Oh, okay.
He was also on Saturday Night Live.
He wore a white hat and white suit.
You're not really whispering, you're talking. He wore a white hat and white suit. You'll recognize his voice. It's very deep. Scary. This is our mystery guest. Don't you immediately recognize this voice?
Don't you sometimes rejoin with this song?
Never.
Okay.
But you recognize the voice, right, listeners?
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
That's who it is. Leon Redbone.
Right. Here's the hook.
Let them back in.
Okay.
Let them back in. Now remember, listeners. Hi, it's me, Don. Songs were long. I was just kidding. I know you love me and you care about me. I'm getting your vibrations. And your letters. And your cards. Keep the secret, my loves. Here comes.
Don, here they come!
Okay. Meeting adjourned?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Hi, come
meeting
on in.
Adjourned. Come on in.
Back on the air?
We're back. We're still on the air.
Well, now, did we go to commercial break?
No. We're going to go to break now.
What's happening here?
Now, the listeners know who the mystery guest is.
Well,
just so you guys know.
Well, what's that about?
Swear to God, this is not like a goof where it's Tom Gavin or what's her name, Shirley Hempel.
A real mystery
guest. Real mystery guest.
All right.
Now, here's the trick, though. During this next break, I don't trust anybody in this building, so you guys got to go. I don't care where you go.
Just we were
go,
in the green room.
Go where no one will tell you who the mystery guest is.
All right.
Okay? Okay. Mike, no cheating today.
I would.
Come on.
I wouldn't cheat.
Yeah, you would, and so would I, but today's the day you shouldn't because the Red Sox won.
I'm going to go eat something, you know, really, because eating ain't cheating.
Okay. We'll be right back, everybody. Oh, that didn't fire.
There it goes. He's the Don and Mike Show.
Frank, was there any trepidation on your part to a little concern about a lot of people don't want to talk about their children publicly?
Yeah, a little bit. I must say that, Larry. Cody's a very public person. You can't really hide your family. We don't intend to do that. He has a very private life also.
Cody Gifford.
I think he's learning a lesson, too. It's kind of hard to have me as a parent, Kathy as a parent. He has to learn to live that way, grow that way. And Kathy? I found it very interesting. Here's a kid who can't read and he can't write.
Can't spell.
Can't spell, and he's written a bestseller.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You can love your pet, but just don't love your pet. Know what I mean?
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Correctamundo.
Yeah.
waiting for the mystery guest. I saw Beth Ann McBride running down the hallway like what's the thing from the Charlie Daniels song "Uneasy Rider"? That they, like their heads are on fire and their asses were catching. They beeped out the word ass in the song "Uneasy Rider" when it was originally released.
Beth Ann McBride
and walking around like her head was on fire and her asses. They were running around like their heads was on fire and their asses was catching.
Or as Buzz and I refer to her, the prison matron.
That's right.
She policed us in the green room.
Our homeroom proctor.
I wonder if anybody think I agree if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
And then I kicked old green teeth right in the knees.
Said, we are one of them long-haired hippie-type pinko fags. I bet you even got a commie flag tucked up in the wall on the side of your garage.
That's a great song.
Yeah,
Uneasy Rider. It was a great, as when I was a country DJ, it was a great song for a bathroom break.
5 minutes and 25 seconds. You know, Buzz, are that. You ready?
I'm ready.
I think so.
Let's make sure first. Hold on, please. Rob, pick it up. Make sure it's a mystery guest.
Are we disguising the mystery guest's voice?
We are not.
Yes and no questions, or?
Yes and no questions.
Okay. How many we get?
I'll give you 10 minutes. I think you'll get relatively quickly.
And you can affect and you can change your voice. You can disguise your voice.
Probably it'd be a good idea if this person did attempt to disguise their voice.
Attempt to disguise your voice. Hang on for me.
That hardly seems fair.
All right, well, let me see. Where can I begin? I'll tell you both that the mystery guest is accomplished, renowned,
all right,
an award winner.
Oh.
And the field is music. Let's welcome the mystery guest. Hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
Hello. Buzz, yes. you may ask the mystery guest the first question.
Guest, have you had a top 40 hit?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and a career that spans over 30 years. Mike.
Mystery guest, are you known in the field of rock and roll?
I don't believe so.
Buzz.
Are you known for novelty records?
I don't think so.
Mike.
Mystery guest, do you play... And may I offer a guess at the end of my question if he...
Let me just say, if you offer a guess and you're wrong... This early in the game, being as we're making the rules up as we go along, you lose.
All right.
Oh, hold on. You know what? That would be fair. You may have, like in the NFL, two challenges.
Mystery guest, do you play piano?
Occasionally.
Would you like one of your challenges, Mike?
Yes.
Yes, go.
I'm going to say Marvin Hamlisch.
Sorry, the red flag goes back into your pocket.
Damn.
And I go back and look at that little peep show that the officials have for the replay. Buzz.
Is your genre popular music?
Is that for me?
Yes.
Popular music. I guess it could be.
Okay.
One time.
I think I'll give a hint.
All right.
I think I'll give a hint. Hold on. Let me chat with Rob.
All right.
Should I say the name or just...
Just the generic.
Beer. That's the clue.
Right.
Who are we on? Mike or Buzz?
Mike's turn.
Beer.
Mystery guest, do you do soundtracks?
Not as a rule, but I may have.
And Buzz, I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
Saturday Night Live.
Oh. Oh, that throws my question. I was going to ask if he does country music.
I do that occasionally.
Yes, he does.
That included
yes, he does. Mike.
Now, he answered the piano question, but that could probably be a trick. Are you known primarily for playing guitar?
Some may argue with that.
he's not answering.
He's a good mystery guest.
May I ask, have you ever been in the news for any reason other than your music?
In the news?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Tabloids, for example.
It's not Phil Spector.
Tabloids.
He's not killed anybody.
Tabloids is my category. No.
Okay. Absolutely not.
Very good.
Straight shooter. Unlike Phil Spector.
Right.
Well, I guess Phil Spector was a straight shooter, right, yeah.
Allegedly.
All right, Robbie, I need another clue now to help these guys out.
I think you should expand on, say, beer commercial.
Okay. Beer commercial. Mike.
Oh, man, I'm having such a
buzz
tough time with this. Well, it's my turn for a question, right?
I know, but if you don't, I'm going to go to Buzz, and I'm going to throw out another clue.
Well, I get to ask my question.
Okay, but ask.
Do you have long hair?
No.
Did you sing the Michelob commercial?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I can either tell you guys the beer, or I can tell you something about his wardrobe that I think...
Wardrobe. I get the next question.
White Panama hat.
I've got it.
Mike.
Is it Leon Redbone?
Yes!
Hey, Mike,
this one's for you!
Yeah.
Frosty the Snowman.
Now it makes sense.
What a pleasure.
Hey, now, don't you remember Leon Redbone?
Of course.
Who doesn't remember this
Leon
guy?
Redbone? And now think about the clues. Absolutely 30-year history. I happen to remember, among others, you know,
I Wanna Be Seduced.
I Wanna Be Seduced.
Had a top 30 hit record.
Probably one of the most distinctive voices ever.
You remember him from the Budweiser ads?
Right.
You know, back in the day.
Sure.
That's why I thought you guys would be evenly matched. Rob and I played the game. Rob beat me in 7 moves.
Right.
To figure out that it was Leon Redbone.
Man, Leon Redbone. Well, welcome to the show, Leon.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How are you? How are you anyway?
Not too bad, I suppose.
What have you been up to, Leon?
Pretty much the same thing, traveling around, playing music, singing, and all the rest of it.
You know, I always thought it might be just the singing style that is
laid back
to the point of comatose, but I guess it's the way he speaks also. It's
Mike,
amazing.
I think there might be, as we in the business call it, some... he may be suffering from... Huey Lewis syndrome, Leonard Kravitz syndrome.
A mellow man.
Yes, yes. I believe so.
Where are you living now, Leon?
Are you sports fans?
I'm on the inside, I'm really agitated and burning up. It doesn't sound that way.
The Ricky Williams, if you will, of the NFL. Listen, the legendary Leon, not the one from the commercial, but really, the legendary Leon Redbone, tomorrow night here in the D.C. area.
Cool.
At Wolf Trap, 8 o'clock tomorrow night as well. When Leon Redbone will be performing, what song do you think you are best known for? Is it your Christmas songs? Is it your commercials? What do people know you best for, Leon?
Well, that's a good question.
That's why I asked it, sir.
Yeah, I don't really know the answer to it.
Thank you.
I like a little bit of everything, and it's hard to tell what... people listening like. So.
You know, a very long time ago, I saw Leon Redbone and Tom Waits on a bill together. You remember your days touring with Tom Waits, Leon?
Yes, we did a number of shows in the 70s, I guess.
Yeah, that was an interesting night.
Do you remember the 70s, Leon?
Oh, yes, I remember everything. 1870, 1670, 1570, and the 70s.
Are you going to vote, Leon?
Am I going to vote?
Yes.
I can't answer that.
You mean you can't answer that? Why not?
Why?
It's not on the list.
I didn't know we give you a list?
That's a topic of a 5-hour conversation.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you have strong feelings politically, Leon?
I do have, I think borderlining possibly illegal.
Yeah,
okay.
Like anarchistic.
About the entire process.
Really?
So you're one of those guys?
I'm afraid. So I think it's... My vote is actually for Prince Charles.
Why would that be, Leon?
I think he's a nice enough fellow. I think he'd do a wonderful job.
I bet he would.
Just give it a rest for a while, you know, maybe 5 years or so. Try it out, see if the monarchy works here, because it's unlikely he's going to be king over there.
Yeah. Now he's coming out of the shell. Here we go.
It'd be nice.
Leon, when you were on Saturday Night Live way back in the day, what was that experience like for you? I know you weren't on all the time, but you were on a hell of a lot, quite a few episodes. How great was that?
It just seems that way, but I was only on the show maybe 4 times.
Really?
That's it. But just one appearance on the show, it equals to 10, I guess. Maybe that's what
it is. Well, because it was a memorable experience.
I remember you numerous times.
It was a strange experience because it was a very manic kind of a
an environment. So it's a lot of people running around, you know, tripping over one another.
I'm guessing you don't run around a lot, do you?
I don't do any of that.
You ever, how fast, you ever get the car up like the 35 when you drive?
I do about 80 usually.
Wow, good for you.
Leon.
He's seated. Leon Redbone.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Mr. Redbone, what gets you excited? What gets you agitated? Is there anything? And do you yell ever? Do you yell and scream?
Everything agitates me. I'm a very aggravated individual.
Really?
Have we aggravated you? I hope we have not, but have we?
No, you haven't done anything like that. I'm really surprised.
So are we.
What do you think, if you won't talk about politics, what do you think of the state of music today?
State of music today? Well, you hit a sore subject there.
Go ahead.
I like a few things, though. I think that the latest attention paid to people like Nora.
Nora Jones?
Nora Jones, I think, is well-deserved. Yeah. She creates a nice mood.
You know who I like? Are you familiar with Hilary Duff?
It rings a bell, but I...
Yeah, just as well.
I'm trying to be a good-looking girl.
Trying to be funny, yeah.
Now, are you touring with anyone else, Mr. Redbone?
No, I did a pretty low-key kind of a show, travel around the country.
Shock.
I did a few shows with my friend John Bryan.
Oh, yes.
And occasionally do some shows with Leo Kottke.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I just do low-key performances around the country.
So when it says, for instance, here in D.C., tomorrow night at 8, I'm guessing that really means anytime between 8 and midnight. I mean, is it that loose that it means you show up?
They're quite punctual over there at the barn.
So in that regard...
You've got to get up and milk the cows and everything, and they can't start too late, you know.
And where do you live now, Leon?
Well, I'm traveling most of the time.
Right.
Travel here, there, and everywhere, overseas, sometimes...
Do you
other than that, I'm just driving from point to point.
Is there a home base for you?
Home base? I haven't quite decided, but I'm looking around for a nice place to relax. If there is such a place left in the country anymore.
Yeah.
Do you sell Benadryl at your concession stands?
What is that?
It's an antihistamine that
makes you sleepy.
No, as I told you, I'm an agitated individual. I hardly ever sleep these days.
Well, that might help. You got to calm down, Leon. You really do.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Listen, it was a pleasure having you on the show. We're big fans.
Yeah. Where's he going to be performing?
At Wolf Trap tomorrow night.
Wolf Trap tomorrow night. Hope you have a great show out there.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Leon Redbone. That's him.
But the fire's so delightful.
He's not so laid back on his record.
No place to go. Let it snow.
Are you still there, Leon?
Yes, I think it was you and Nichols. I might as well hang on and listen to what you're saying.
Way down low. Let it snow.
Leon, we'll let you go. Thanks for coming on the show.
Very good, thank you.
Hey, bye-bye.
You excited about the Red Sox? Excited about the Red Sox?
The who?
Yeah. Thanks, Leon.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Leon Redbone. But Mike,
very good.
Congratulations, you are on. If I were you, I'd go play the lotto today.
Well, that's my knowledge. Day. That's my knowledge of you. You and I think similarly, and we think visually. And I knew that if I got a visual clue from you, I might be able to do it.
Who doesn't remember those commercials that he did for Budweiser? Right?
This month's for you.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Redbone would like another decaf.
I didn't tell him this, but this is back. It was actually, it was probably the late 70s that I saw Tom Waits and Leon Redbone, and I went to this concert, and I fell asleep.
Wow, really?
I fell sound asleep. The only thing I remember, I think Tom Waits came on second, and I had waken up by then. I'd awakened, and then he spit into the crowd. He just said, I'm Tom Waits, and then Leon Redbone, and it's like, what am I doing here?
I must ask, was there a woman involved that
no,
got you there?
No, it was I was a young and foolish lad.
It was
Poughkeepsie, New York, guys. You know, that was like a big headliner
for
us.
That's like Vegas and Poughkeepsie.
That's exactly right.
All for tickets to go see Leon Redbone, go to wolftrap.org.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's our mystery guest. What can I say? Buzz no pudding for you.
No.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello. Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But, you could doctor tapes.
The Don and Mike Show.
I've got a unique dilemma. This is Larry King. I love Don and hate Mike. What do I do with my radio?
Howdy, this is the amazing Kreskin. And if you could read my thoughts, you'd know that I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Merritt.
Hold on, they're all under K. Wait a minute.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I never listen to Don and Mike because I'm bright, intelligent, lively, and desire information. I go anywhere I can, but not here.
See, I'm trying to weave such a fabric. The song is Backstabbers, and Larry King stabbed us in the back, but the amazing Kreskin never has.
Hey, you always hated me.
Just both listed under K.
Those labels are faded, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
We'll look into that.
Damn faded.
They have Howdy Bee Stung Lips. Yeah. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We do. Okay, we got an open break here, so let me just get some stuff off my chest very quickly. Car dealers, here's a tip from me to you.
Okay.
If I bring my car in to have it serviced, regular, change the oil, whatever it is.
Routine maintenance.
And I say it was good. Mm-hmm. And I've already paid, and when I bought my car, I bought that deal where you pay an extra amount of money, and it ends up being less money than if you went to Jiffy Lube every time.
Right.
Or, God forbid, pay the extraordinary prices they wanted at the dealership mm-hmm. to change the freaking oil, like $50 or something if you're walking off the street. So you get a deal when you buy the car to go in and get the oil change.
Right.
So, I do that. I take it. This is now 3 weeks ago. I just checked my messages at home again, because my wife's at work today.
Uh-huh.
But whatever telemarketing company they farmed this out to, right. at whatever Kathy Lee sweatshop, or you know, for all you know, in Bangladesh.
That's
is
right.
Where the guy's
New like, Delhi calling.
Anyway, the deal is this. Hello, we are calling again to ask how the service was. Now, keep in mind, they've called on a weekend, and I've said on the weekend, this is not a good time because it's my time.
Right.
I will tell you, though, that it was extraordinary. I would give it an A+
uh-huh.
in the hopes that they would not call back.
No, that's what's lovely.
They called back.
Sure.
I said, I already said it was an A+. I have just a few questions for you. I said, what do you need beyond... Totally satisfied, yet they continue
yes,
to call.
Because they have to justify their jobs.
Okay, listen, TS, okay, TT, whatever it is.
And you know, normally if you have a bad experience, you're going to call the manager or whoever's dealing with that anyway, and you're not going to go through those people.
Right, but they like to do these customer surveys. How I handled it the last time I got one of those calls is I said, whatever the positive answers are in the form... Check all of the answers.
I asked, but and she said, I have to ask you the questions.
Now, this guy I convinced to just put down positive because there's a series of questions. I said, make them all great.
No, there's only one way to handle those people. It's obvious. It's one. Simple. No. Everybody should do that.
What? What?
Invite them over.
Anyway, stop calling. Hey. There's another message.
They'll think you're crazy.
You know what I've done with telemarketers, and it also works, is say, who are you calling for? And I guess in your case, they'd say, Mike Sorsa. Mr. Sorsa has passed.
Michael Sorsa. He's no longer with us.
We have the arrangements to take care of. We're rather busy, and we're sorry that this inconvenience
you. So stop calling.
Yes.
Okay. And I have done it before.
It's a difficult time for the family.
I've not ever said that I'm dead, but I've picked up the phone before when I've seen on caller ID where it says like 888, and you know that it's something.
Right.
They'll ask for me, and I'll say, no, he's not here. You know, can I help you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, no, never. Hold on. Here's a guy from a dealership. I bet it's not my dealership, though.
No.
Hello, John?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Hey, yeah, dude, knock that stuff off.
Hey, quick thing for Mike. Hail to the Red Sox, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I work at a dealership. I'm a finance manager for a dealership, and there's a lot of things that manufacturers give kickbacks, things like that for good surveys.
Okay, but you got to understand, you got to tell these people. You know,
see, but that's where it's not
helpful to the consumer. You're saying they give kickbacks if you get a good rating. So they want to get all these surveys put together.
You end up just
when it really should be just talk to the customer before they leave.
You end up just ticking me off. You know when it's like now the seventh call with how was the oil change?
No, I agree with you 100%.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Thank
but
you very
it's the
much.
Car maker who wants to know how
anyway,
you like the
dealer. I'm just throwing that
and
out.
And they don't really care.
Another thing I wanted to throw out. I realize we're not going to change the political system that we have.
No.
And I don't even really believe in the elections, and I'm not going to get into that because I'm my whole thing with government. However, what would you think of this?
What?
Not for this election, it's too fast. But in a future election, you have a president and a vice president. And maybe you have to get a third job. But what if you had, because I was listening to Carrie and Bush and they're going back and forth. You know, it's
Rob's
really,
wife?
About, no, the presidential candidate. About both of those guys.
Uh-huh.
They both got a lot of guts to say stuff without the other guy being there. Okay,
sure.
And it's getting to that point now where they're both saying, but we've got to do this about this and do this about this. And I'm thinking in all of this, do either of these guys really care about America? And one thing John Kerry said that I think is true is that being the president of America means you've got to be able to do more than one thing at a time.
Right.
That was one of his jabs at Bush because Bush was focused on the war.
Right.
I don't disagree with that. What I'm offering the American people as a compromise is you have a president, a vice president, you give him a title, special teams coordinator, whatever it is. This guy's a part of the administration. You know what his only job? To look out for America's ass. And I don't mean with terror threats, and I don't mean...
Like a hall monitor.
We need someone. I'm so frustrated with all this stuff about the war and everything. Meanwhile, I'm seeing the jobs, whether it's Republican or Democrat. How about one guy in there, no matter who wins the president next time, because it's too we'll
yeah,
never get this
time.
Done.
Yeah.
We'll never get this done in 2 weeks.
Right.
But imagine if you had one guy who was like on a football team or a baseball team, the general manager. The buck stops here.
Right. Main guy.
Then he's got his other guy who's going to be his counsel for all the wacky, nutty overseas stuff.
Like a foreign minister.
Then you got another guy, another coordinator, who's your terrorist guy. And then you got your one guy that says, what's wrong with the people in America?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are we so mad? Why don't we think this is the greatest nation in the world? We need a president that will give us undivided attention. I'm sick of us going over to help everybody else in the freaking world.
You mean the extra guy?
Yeah. I mean, just...
Well, wouldn't the extra guy be the most powerful man in the office, then?
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. It's much like a football team where you have a guy who's the head coach.
Right. And the president overrule him.
Right. And of course the president could. But this guy, he's our guy.
This guy,
he's
you don't
our
want
guy.
This guy.
He's got like a phone, right? Somebody calls and says there's a pothole. Boom! They come out and they fix the pothole.
So you're talking about a completely nonpartisan force in the White House.
That, Mike, I said, I know we can't do it in 2 weeks, but I'm telling you...
We can't do whatever.
If we had a guy that was for America's overall package...
Mm-hmm. I have heard people say that the government works best when you have one party in control of one branch of the government and another party in control of the other.
I want to get rid of that as well.
Congressmen and senators?
All of them. All of them.
You're an anarchist, Don Geronimo.
No, what I want one guy that's going to worry about... Here's all I'm thinking.
What would you replace the legislature with?
The legislature. Oh, that's, you know what that is, Rob? That's needless steps.
The bicameral legislature.
Needless steps.
That could be a great cineplex.
Dare I say it? I would burn all of the previous documents. I would rip everything up.
Oh my God, you're an anarchist.
I would keep the Declaration of Independence.
You'll have guys on your front door tonight.
Just burn the edge of the documents and then they look neat.
But really,
our system is flawed.
Without
but our system is the best system.
Yeah.
But what Rob?
He's right, you know.
Yeah, it's all we got.
Yeah,
but it
I know. I'm just thinking. I'm a smart guy.
You're thinking outside the box.
Well, I think your earlier idea was better when you used to advocate just a dictatorship.
Well, Mike,
and really, in a way, I see what you're doing. What you're doing is you're dressing this idea up.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell our listeners what this man really has in mind. This man wants a dictatorship. He's always advocated king or dictatorship.
Now, you are going a couple of steps ahead, but I'll tell you.
That's what I'm using.
I am using as my model for America getting back on track and our president worrying about America.
Okay.
I want you to think Walmart. Now, I know that you have all resisted me on this in the past, but let's be honest. Aren't we saving money at Walmart? Aren't we saving money at Walmart?
You want to drive the smaller countries out of business, then.
Buzz, I don't even want to look at the other countries. I want
you want to build a wall.
I want my one guy, the wall, of course.
You want the wall around the entire United States. The big one that people can't climb over, especially if they come from the sea.
Goes without saying.
Oh, here we go.
Hello, Jim.
All right. Okay.
Hello, Jim. I'm not. That's Rob's advocate.
That's Rob.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
I'm sorry to say this, but you're an incredible boob.
Yeah.
We have this system now. It's called the cabinet.
And I'm sorry to say this to you, that you're an incredible boob, that I'm afraid that I can't even do something of a somewhat comedic nature that you really think I'm serious.
Yeah, right, comedic.
Okay, ass.
That guy's going to end up in one of your secret police rooms.
Shh.
All right.
Keep the secret, my love.
No, you.
Keep the secret, my love. Prisons.
Camps.
The work camps for the elderly.
I believe.
They shouldn't be driving.
Except my mom.
Except your mom.
Thank you.
Remember, sir, you wanted to call them leisure camps.
That's right.
Leisure
camp. Sounds nice.
Leisure camp.
Leisure camps for the elderly. We're the ones that,
this is not a serious show.
Mandatory assisted living.
On some level, I do feel, hey, listen, come on. How about a guy, just a director of America? You know, make a guy, make him the CEO of America.
Yeah, and then he's hair director. I see where you're going.
No, and then, Mike, you're spell hair.
H-E-R.
Right. See, I spelled it H-A-I-R. You know, that's the American.
All right. These are scary ideas.
Technically, Mike, that would be H-E-R-R, not H-E-R.
Well, I suggest all of your correspondence is monitored. Yeah. So that these coup plans cannot take hold.
I am just for America. That's
right.
That's all I'm
saying.
You
only want the best for us.
I'm for America.
I think we get what we deserve in this country.
I don't. Jesus Christ, I don't.
I do.
I don't. Yeah.
As far as our elected officials. I think we get what we deserve.
Well, I would agree with you there.
Absolutely.
Let's just get one guy whose only concern is taking care of biz at home.
Yes.
Just one guy who's, and I'm talking about a guy who would take care of the little things. You know?
The little details.
Like potholes, you mentioned.
And your cable goes out.
Right. Yes.
You would call President Kerry.
And his office is always open.
You leave a message. What? Your Sunday newspaper's not getting there until 8:30 on Sunday morning?
President Kerry.
Call President Kerry. Because it's his job.
Absolutely.
It's his freaking job. Make us feel like you're really doing stuff for us.
And then, tap you on the shoulder and give you the crown.
Well,
that's it.
Eventually, yes. But
you want to be known as Baby Doc.
That's it. Yeah. Well, or BD.
BD.
Either way, but I want
Big Connie, D-O-N-I.
I want the clothes. I want the robe. I want the clothes. Follow me. I'll build the wall, and I promise I'll take care of you.
You'll be firm but fair.
Potholes, cable TV.
What about the stuff that we bring into the country? If you build the wall, will we still be able to get
we'll have a garage
door. Million peaches or
We'll have a nice garage door. You know, you pass clearance, you come on in.
So we'll accept delivery.
Listen, all I'm saying really is, I wish there was some guy out there who was just for us, really for us.
Right.
And
not for his partisan mates.
Correct. What did Rob want? You're awful. What about the genetically inferior? Now, Rob,
one thing at a time.
Also be taken
Rob,
care.
Rob,
you're moving somewhere I don't want to go.
My God, one trick mind. Always.
You had your couple minutes of stream of consciousness today with the Red Sox point with the election. That's all. I just think, President, cool. You're the boss of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Buck stops with you. Vice President, you're the right-hand man. How about someone who really is just thinking about all the crap going on in America?
You have been my partner for a very long time. And I will tell everyone now, I will tell you that you are a very dangerous man. Don Geronimo, most dangerous man in America.
I like to think so.
You come here with like a red star on a cap, all know things have gone completely haywire.
I make a benevolent king.
Yes, sir. Mount Zedani.
No, okay. Everybody keep doing it the way we're doing it. That's all I'm saying. It's working great.
Benito Geronimo.
This system we've got is working great. Who doesn't feel good about this upcoming election?
I'll let you know on November 3rd.
Okay. Yeah. No matter. Anyway. Someday they're going to come back. They're going to find this tape somewhere in the ground, and they're going to say, oh, my God.
Right.
This disc jockey was a visionary. Oh yes.
If only we'd listened.
Yes.
In 2007, the Geronimo Doctrine was adopted. Suddenly, we had no senators and no congressmen.
And Mike,
the president supervised the entire country with the help of a special man who knew what was best for the country.
And ideally, for this position, I would pick someone like... Well, I can't get Vince Lombardi because he's dead.
Right.
I would get someone like Bill Parcells to be in charge of America.
That's a perfect choice.
Okay? a guy who could win the respect of our citizens and at the same time...
With no disrespect to the Orientals.
Crack the whip.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Bill Parcells. Imagine,
no disrespect.
Imagine that. And whatever his title is. You know, CEOP, chairman, chief executive operator...
Checker.
President Checker.
Chief Checker in charge.
Chief Checker. Anyway, that's...
You'd be sitting there with legislation and they'd be heading down to get some judge to stamp it. And
Gordon.
All of a sudden, Bill Parcells would say, hold it, let me check that.
Gordon.
How are we doing?
Hey, Gordon. Hi there.
Good. Hey, there's already a movie out with a kick butt guy, John Travolta and Swordfish.
Yeah, but that's a movie with Hugh Jackman. Oh, is that the coolest car in the world that John Travolta drives in that movie?
Yeah, and see, at the end, he has that whole office that he goes and does all that stuff.
Yeah, but listen, I need a football coach, though. It's got to be Parcells. Or Belichick. He'd be good.
Vermeil?
Too old, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Should be in the camp.
That's right. Excuse me, Buzz. Not the camp.
Yeah, leisure place.
Leisure camp.
The leisure camp. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, it's not just the camp. Hi.
Don, my lord.
Yes, hi.
Hey, if you make the 10-year limit, I'll vote for you.
Listen, I don't want to run. I don't want the job. I'm just telling you.
You don't want the job of president. But you do want the job of checker. It's not Bill Parcells. It's going to be you eventually.
Oh, no, Mike, there's too much work in that. I can't be bothered with that. We have to do this show, for goodness sake.
Yeah, we still have to keep this show on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Don.
Mr. Geronimo.
Yeah.
I thought you swore off the drugs.
Dude, I did. I'm totally clean.
And again, you are so spiteful. You know who you would hire for this job? Dennis Murphy or Tom Gavin. I know you.
Just well, I think there'd be a department for them.
Sure.
Let me just say, they wouldn't be here.
Right.
They wouldn't be here.
Oh, no.
No.
I'd send them somewhere nice.
Oh, no.
Somewhere nice like North Dakota.
Oh, you're duplicating a blueprint.
No, Mike. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And they could live anywhere they want, that Bill Parcells says. Anyway, listen, everybody's calling with this, and I'm just goofing around.
And yet
I make a lot of sense.
Yes, of course you do.
How will I deal with this? Here's a crisis for me.
Yeah.
Nancy O'Dell will be at least 10 more minutes.
Oh.
Well, tell her, pound sand. Pound sand, my love.
My sweet.
Sweet. Keep the secret, my sweet.
She would be 10 minutes late if you were chief checker in charge.
That's right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow about Brad Pitt, my sweet.
My sweet.
My sweet.
Off to North Dakota.
Hold on. Johnny. Johnny. Say it.
Don and Mike.
Johnny. Say
how could you possibly overlook Iron Mike Ditka for the position?
Yeah, he was pretty good on the show the other day.
Ditka.
Nice job, boys. I got to catch a plane.
I'm saying you let the smart guys, the politics guys, you let them handle the politics stuff. The nuts and bolts of running America? Yeah, give me Parcells any day. Mike, I do have a picture of the mascot, of the midget mascot that Pedro has.
Did he have him floating around last night?
Didn't see him on TV. I did some research. Do have a picture of him. You might be interested to know that he is the midget, the original midget from the original Island of Dr. Moreau movie.
Really?
Let's see. He can be found all over Fenway Park. The last 3 years, he's been walking around the park, and he finally got a sign that said, get your picture taken with me for $10.
He's charging.
He's charging, and it used to be $5, now it's $10, and he's wicked good, and here now is a picture in case you, I don't know if you've even
he's
seen
amazing,
a picture
like,
of,
tiny.
Of this midget, but that's,
wow, he really is a little guy.
That's the guy. Buzz, this is for you.
All right.
David Letterman will make a rare appearance on Regis and Kelly.
That would be rare.
Just so you know.
When will that be?
It says here November 8th. They sent us a note. So,
I'm writing it down.
So do that. Guys, I know that we worked you overtime with that Leon Redbone thing, but real fast, can you guess, either one of you, the current weight of American Idol's Ruben Studdard?
Recuse myself, Lord Quizmaster. I must recuse myself.
Buzz.
I don't know the answer. I'll just guess 300. I don't know.
No. 449 pounds. Yeah.
Put on a couple.
And they have hired as his guest trainer, Randy Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, this is...
Oh, because he's so scared. Didn't he have his stomach stable?
He had the Al Roker thing. He did,
yeah.
He did it the lazy way.
Spit it out, dog.
Put the feather down your throat, dog.
So let's see that. Ruben will try to lose 50 pounds over the next 8 weeks. And, of course, they're trying to time this with the start of American Idol.
My Ruben, put the chicken away, dog.
Put it down, dog.
See, Ruben.
Dog.
Jesus. Oh, Jermaine Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say his name because of his son's name first.
Yes.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Hello, just am Your Majesty Jackson.
Mm-hmm. That's his name.
He has made a statement about Michael Jackson. And this is it. Quote. I'm not gonna do hello there voice. This mm-hmm. quote. Michael ain't going to jail. He's gonna kill himself first.
That's scary.
That's from Jermaine Jackson.
That's got the whole family
so.
And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's a. Should not say he's Jacko.
Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
Not a Jacko. Oh, hold on. Here's a midget update. Karen, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Yeah, the midget was on Kimmel last night.
Oh, really?
He was in a Boston bar. He's. Like Buzz said, he is so tiny, he was sitting on a guy's shoulder like a parrot.
He is amazingly tiny.
Tiny, very tiny.
And his English is not so good.
Oh, really? Is he from the Dominican Republic?
Peter is Pedro's.
Yeah, I believe so. And when he speaks, he sounds like Paul Hamm, the gymnast on Helium.
Oh!
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Yeah. It's Karen, everybody.
It is.
Hi, Karen. It's Karen.
It's the same one.
I forgot she has her theme. You're the same Karen.
I am.
The same one.
I didn't want to intrude, though.
Her theme.
We called in again.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
Bye.
Bye. She can even throw I'm wondering, who was that?
That's Karen.
Who is it? Oh, Karen. Karen.
He's alarming, but disarming, and a really very charming
Karen.
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 Yep.
That was great.
Yeah, it was.
Fun.
What are you saying?
Thanks for grabbing that, Rob.
What are you saying? You put it in the machine.
I'm just selling it.
That was great, Fuzzy.
I realize.
Thanks, Sugar Daddy.
You know what that's like, though. That's like you put the bullet in the gun, I squeeze the trigger, and then I turn around to you and I say, why'd you kill that guy?
And I'm the guy that gets killed.
Oh, my God. I think the people listening are the people who got killed there. Matthew, Don Mike Show. Hello, Matthew. You there?
Matthew?
No. That was
Matt, Matty.
That was a ticked off a telemarketer.
Oh, really?
That didn't like the idea of
right.
You dissing the dealership.
James.
It's
James. Yeah, hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz and Rob, how's it going?
Hi, we're doing great.
How've you been?
We've been great, thank you.
All right. Hey, I called to talk about the president, but then you started getting off topic. What's up with this show, Lost?
That's great.
I've never seen it.
Do you watch it on a regular basis?
I've never seen it. That's why I'm asking.
Check it out. It's getting huge ratings, and it's an amazing show.
Well, you know what? Beth Ann was talking.
It's no Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Oh, come on. Get off the phone, Beth Ann. Please get off the phone, Beth Ann. Would you make sure they're listening to the station back there?
Yeah, I will.
She was telling me something about she's not happy with that show, Buzz.
Oh,
as happy as you are with it, Beth Ann McBride is not happy.
Sorry to hear that.
There you go.
Oh,
Oh, they must have changed the station.
Oh, very nice.
Hello.
Hi there.
We are listening to the show. I was trying to get off the phone with Nancy O'Dell's people.
Oh, please. Don't pound sand. You don't like the show Lost, right? Did you tell me you and your daughter were watching it last night and...
Well, I mean, if there's all this tension, what's happening on the island? There's something unknown on the island, and it's been like 5 episodes.
Oh, that could go on for years, and it'd be okay with me.
I cannot. I won't hold on for 5 years.
Is that the creepy thing that, like, pulls people through the trees, and they don't know what it is?
Yeah, but then they kind of back off of that, and then it's who's that man who helps people sometimes, and is sometimes rude. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do, yeah. No, I like that guy.
What was that about then?
What?
I like the show's mystical quality. I like the mysticism.
Yeah, but that's a lot of mysticism. I need closure, Buzz.
You'll get it.
What, Beth Ann?
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
What were you saying?
I can hear it.
Hear what?
Okay, all right, there you go.
What do you like best about the show Lost, Beth Ann? What do you, just seriously, tell us what you like.
What do you like about it?
Well, what I liked was the very thing that's going to make me hate it. Then what is it? What could it possibly be?
What if it turned out to be Mark Cuban?
Bethan?
Yes.
What if it was Mark Cuban?
I'd be surprised.
All right, now you're killing us, Bethan. We're trying to get you to give long answers so we can play the Charlie Brown teacher in the background, and you're talking like Leon Redbone.
I'm not giving it to you, Peppermint Patty.
Sure you are. Come on, Bethan. What's new? How you doing with Michael Hughes?
We're very good friends.
Did you have a good day with him today?
Yes, I'm done.
How are you getting that? I'm not sending that down the phone line. Are you listening in pre-delay?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, she has the speaker.
Oh, you can hear? Oh, okay. I'll have that removed. Okay. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And, we got a break so we can do the Friday favorite that we now do on Thursdays. Yeah. Finally, not really a feel-good, but just... Yeah, it's feel good. This is from the state of Washington, Lacey, Washington.
Okay.
Lacey Underalls.
Lacey Underalls.
This scholarship went up.
Yes, sir. I'd like to come over and mow my lawn.
Okay. Child pornography cases always involve a child being exploited, but this one seems to break the rule. According to police, a 13-year-old boy in Lacey, Washington posted photos of himself.
Okay.
Online, and engaged in explicit behavior. Now he's been arrested for possessing and dealing child porn.
Oh, dear.
He's the kid that did it.
Then I'm glad he was arrested.
They don't know. And Mike, unrelated,
yes.
A German man has figured out a way, I can't even tell you the story, but a German man has figured out a way to make a banana straight. He grows the banana straight.
Wow.
This is unrelated to the story of the 13-year-old boy. But here's...
So I had a banana he could straighten.
Here's the picture of the German with this... You see it? I mean...
Oh, now banana in the shape of a corn dog.
I got it from the World Wide Web, so it's got to be true.
Look at how proud he is.
Yeah, of course he is.
All right.
Hi.
You think he knows he's a moron?
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
Hi there, Wolfgang.
Never forget.
Right.
So he's done on my show.
He makes a corn on the cob straight.
Yeah, that's it.
No matter which way it's curved. And now nobody has to worry about putting their eye out.
And that's all I got.
And you'd be able to store them so much easier. It's like a square watermelon.
Hello, John? Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Oh, man, that show Lost is awesome. Tell Buzz that he rules and Beth Ann can pound sand. All
right? Hold on, you can tell Beth Ann.
Yeah, we want to hear from Beth Ann on this.
Mm-hmm.
I got a caller for you.
I know.
Beth Ann? That show is great. You got to keep watching it. I mean, you can't just watch these reality shows all the time.
Yeah, but can you really? I'm sorry. Very, very good, sir. You can have your opinion, and I will have mine.
Okay, thanks, my friend.
No problem.
All right, bye, B.A. Oh, she already hung up. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly, how you doing?
Good.
I would have to give Person of the Year to a man that's led, to a man that stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backs down from no challenge. That would have to be Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
No.
Did he give you a car?
No.
Because Garrison, on the screen here, it has Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take a reprisal against you. But it'll be a gentle reprisal. We'll probably force you to wash our car.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Station break. Burlington, Vermont.
96.7 WXZQ. Those would be your Red Sox people up there, too, right, Mike?
Amen.
Right on up.
Worcester, Mass.
Yep. WORC.
Dallas.
Well, Mark Cuban apparently is our only listener every night at midnight.
Right.
Live 105.3 and in Fresno, California. 105.9. The Edge. KKDG. Some of the 42, 43, 44, 45 stations that are currently airing the show.
And we love every one of them.
So, having said that, it's Thursday. We don't do the Friday thing on Friday anymore. Now we do it on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Change is inevitable. Deal with it. Here we go.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
He's hot.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
Our guy is hot, and please welcome.
No.
Newsmaker.
Now hold it. Hold it now.
This is the music you play on your radio show.
Turn the music off. Right now. Just, no. Don?
Bill O'Reilly.
What say you, Donnie? Turn that off. I don't want to listen to it. I don't think anybody wants to listen to it. We're here. I know why you guys are doing your little thing to me. Because of all the controversy. I'm aware of that. That's okay. No, you, the news guy.
Sorry.
Over here, Buzz.
Yes,
Buzz. Okay? Quiet.
All right.
Shut up. All of you just shut up for a second. Let me look. Nobody said a word. I know that. I'm aware of that. What that is, you haven't said a word, he hasn't said a word, but I'm going to say a word.
All right, go ahead.
Because that's what I do.
What do you want to do?
I'm just going to say, first of all, I'm looking out for you. And I'm being raked over the coals.
How's that kid's voice
going? That's the way. Hey, look. Hold it just a second.
How's the kids?
Look, I'm going to send you an O'Reilly Factor T-shirt if you just listen to me. Right? I want to tell you that you guys, the shock jocks, the media types, the people that have been dragging me through the coals, you know, it's just not going to happen anymore. I'm not going to let it. I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm going to go back to doing what I do. And then that's just the way it's going to go.
Now, how could you possibly have a kid's book on the market right now?
I'd like to say one thing.
Yes.
You know, I came down here, out of the goodness of my heart, to come on a sister station or whatever we call it. Your candy machine is out of Vaseline. I just wanted to point that out to each of you guys. And I listen to you. I listen to your show. I think it's entertaining. It's got entertaining entertainment value. But I picked up on one thing, that you have a female... A producer, is that right?
Her name is
You have a female producer named Beth Ann McBride.
That's right, Bill O'Reilly. Right.
Yeah, I would love, you know, if I had a chance. I think it's good that you're hiring women to surround yourself with. I think it's a good thing. We're fair, we're balanced. I want to make sure that if you'd give me a chance, I'd like to, can we get her on the phone? Let's get her on the phone.
Ask,
why don't we just get her on the phone right now? So we can chat with her. I'd like to do that. Get her on the phone. Your producer, Beth Ann McBride. I'd like to chat with her.
Hello?
Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, Mr. O'Reilly.
What say you, Beth Ann?
What say you?
Are you aware of the factor?
Your show?
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
It's not difficult. The O'Reilly factor for radio, Beth Ann. Do you listen to it?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Okay.
What are you wearing right now?
See, you can't do this to her.
Why not?
This is sexual harassment.
Oh, sexual harassment, sexual harassment. That's just not going to work for me. I just like to stand up when I'm talking to her if I could.
All right.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
How do you like working with in radio? You enjoy it? Is it something you enjoy, something you like doing?
Yeah, I've
you know, I'm one of the most popular TV and radio personalities in the country. You on?
Oh, no. Sit down.
All right. I'm sorry. I got a little worked up. Okay, Beth Ann.
Would you sit down?
Beth Ann, we got to move.
And who
it's been nice talking to you.
Who knew the guy would come in a shirt and tie and he's got sweatpants on?
Beth Ann.
So I had like a bird's eye view there.
Beth Ann McBride. She's the producer, Donna Mike Show. What's your ethnic heritage, Bethann? Are you an Irish Catholic girl?
Yes, I am.
That a girl. That's good. Have you ever met the Pope?
No.
I have. Good guy.
Bye.
Good guy.
Good guy. I just say goodbye.
You take care of yourself.
I will.
That's Bethann McBride.
Yeah.
She's the producer of the Donna Mike Show, and she was joining me on The Factor. And here we are. Oh, I know. You're going to laugh at me. You're going to say, I know what you're going to do, Don.
What
you're going to say, what you're going to say is, it's not The Factor. It's what it is. It's the Don and Mike Show. But right. When I'm here in your studio, it's The Factor. All right. Georgie Porgy, Puddin' Pie. I'd like to massage your inner thigh. Nah, just kidding. It's a nursery rhyme for kids.
Right.
Speaking of kids, I've written a book, The O'Reilly Factor for Kids.
Now, how can that be? Yeah. You know, this is like the worst
Here's the deal. It's going to be a bestseller. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be one of the most popular books that's ever been written for kids. It's going to straighten kids out in this day and age, you know, with the rappers doing all the bad stuff they're doing. It's really going to help kids. And 4 in 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. A pie baked by a little brown tie woman.
Yeah. Hey, and I understand you're also very partial to Norwegians.
I like Norwegians. They're tall. Long-legged, they're wonderful. They're wonderful ladies. They have beautiful thighs.
And speaking of kids,
Hickory Dickory Dock, a Norwegian woman wearing only a jock.
I know that.
Yes.
Speaking of kids, I know you're a fan of toys.
Oh yes, I like toys. Some of my toys, I've got a vast collection of them, and we're putting them on the website. So if you'd like to go to the O'Reilly storefront, we'll throw in some of those toys for you. You can enjoy yourself, and I'm going to send you a Factor T-shirt.
You know,
you've been on the show.
One of the allegations was that one of the times when you were on the
show, like a doormat
with this woman. I think I'm talking to one.
Mr. Geronimo, have a no spin attitude.
One of the things that she was alleging was that you had some type of device that you were operating.
Now, that's lies. If you want to, here's the deal. You want me to get into it, I'm going to get into it with you.
Okay, do it.
You want to deal with it, I'll deal with it head on.
Okay.
I'll take your questions on it. I'll field your questions on it right now. We'll talk about it. We'll get done with that. We'll move on to something else, and then we'll be done with it.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Okay.
Hold on a second, wait. You'll ask me some questions. Here's how it'll work. You'll ask me some questions. I'll answer some questions. We'll talk about what we're talking about, and then we'll move on.
Use a machine?
Just a second. Hold on a second. I don't want to interrupt you, but that's what I do. Here's the deal.
So do I.
The way we're going to lay it out, we're going to lay this thing out.
It's
going
to be quite a battle.
I'll tell you right now, this is the way it's going to go. You're going to ask me some questions. I'm going to try just this once, because, you know, once you do it once, you don't want to do it again. You understand? That's what he'd say, too.
I know it is.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe that night. I got out my Elmer's glue. I don't know what that means. Spiewak.
Now.
There's my man. You got a guy working on your show. I'd like to tell a quick story if I may before. And then listen, here's how it's going to work. We're going to do it this way. You're going to ask me some questions.
I'm going to ask you
all the questions.
You're going to answer the questions.
No, wait. And I'm going to answer them.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to move on, and we're going to do something else after we do this.
What did you
talk
about?
I want to talk about your boy Spiewak, if I can, just a second. A little story.
This is part of your tactic now. You don't answer the questions.
This is a guy, worked down in Washington, D.C., contacted me. And said to me, Bill, I love you. I love your stuff. I love your politics. And I think you might have some ideas about genetic engineering. And we talked. And, this is a no-spin zone fella. And I said, he's a good boy. And the correspondence I got, I'm not an emotional guy. I don't think I've ever cried. But I will tell you, when I got done reading Spiewak's letter moved me to almost get emotional. It was great.
I'm going to go to an alternate topic.
All right, here we go. So I'll take your questions if you want that. Who's up for a shower after the show?
Let me just say this. I don't think we're going to get what we need from Bill. Let's take the first two calls at 877-365-3636 to play Jeopardy.
Did I mention I was great on the Leno show?
This is going nowhere.
I was great on the Leno show.
Let's take a break. Call now for Jeopardy. We'll be right back.
No spin zone.
We will be right back. We clear?
Yeah, we're clear.
Clear.
How are you?
Okay, so what's happening? You called that chick, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
All the time.
How many times did you...
She wanted me. And she would walk into my office, and she'd come into my... We off here?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
She'd walk into my office, and she'd say, she wouldn't say anything specifically, but what she would do was...
Yeah?
I got to talk quietly, but just you and
me. It just does, yeah, sure.
Thing. She wouldn't say anything specifically, but what she did to me was with her eyes, she would say.
Do you realize when you're telling me this story?
Yeah.
Look where your hands are. Can you watch it? Yeah, that's kind of
I'm sorry.
It's kind of creepy, though.
But she did it and she wanted it as much as I did. But it was great.
And what about?
She was great. She'd say or scream, but no. She'd scream no, yell no, but it meant yes.
Oh.
I knew that no meant yes.
What about?
That business of no means no is not with her. She's.
How do you make all this? Because you wouldn't even be nailed for this if you didn't have all this morality crap on your show.
Well, you know, it's the act.
I know it's the
act. You gotta have the act. You gotta have the act. It plays well.
Have you thought about it?
Plays well in Peoria.
Hold on.
I mean?
Before we go back on the air,
well in Peoria.
Let me ask you a question before we go back on the air.
Yeah, I'm
Have you ever thought about just being honest, about coming on and saying, I'm just a man, I screwed up.
Well,
it was wrong for me to impose my morality because I'm as flawed as everybody else.
Hold it. I'll do that with you.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're in the fraternity. The broadcaster fraternity. Don.
Mm-hmm.
Don.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying here.
I know you are.
I'm hanging on by a thread.
She's got you by the short hairs.
I'm really having a tough time.
She's got the tapes, you know.
It's tough making it through. You know, it's very difficult just making it on the show and doing what I'm doing. I don't want to cry, but they're really starting to make me
Oh my God.
Well, now come on, you knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Listen, when we go on the air, don't mention my VD.
Because you're a fake newsman.
All right, just look. Let me give away some, you know, O'Reilly tote bags, and we'll go that way. But
Listen, hold up. Is it only VD?
Yeah.
Be honest with me.
Well, I got shingles. I got the shingles under my arms.
Oh my God.
And they hurt.
That's the stress.
Ever since the stress.
Now, here's the important.
I got the bad shingles.
Here's the important thing.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't touch shingles. Yeah. Then touch VD area.
Too late, my friend.
Oh
wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
seriously, wow. I look like some sort of bad medical.
It's gotta hurt.
Gotta look like a burn victim.
And whatever you do, don't tell them about me and Al Franken.
Listen, what have I told you when we talk privately? Keep the secret, my love.
Yes, my sweet.
Okay. Are you gonna go back on the air?
I'll come back.
I gotta know.
I'll take all the calls you want.
What's the end run with this picture? Are you going to settle it with her? What's the deal?
I don't think there's a chance of that at this stage of the game.
She's got you.
She's got me.
She's got you. Wow. So you're totally... That's it. You're busted. You're out.
That's rough.
Transferring most of my funds to the Caymans. Going to put the accounts offshore. And then, you know, hopefully surface on a local cable access show.
I've been
talking with a guy named Gavin. Tom Aloysius Gavin.
And listen, this whole thing, have you heard anything from the Bush people? Saying, you know, get away from us?
I'm a hot potato. It's, you know, the hot potato's going to be dropped.
Are you really for Bush?
Yeah.
That's an act, right?
It's you know, I'm a little for him, a little out against him. I'm apolitical. I won't be voting.
You will not?
No.
Why?
No, it's all a mess.
Have you ever voted?
Never in my life. No. Why? It's all controlled by corporations. You know, if you want to know my politics, it's probably hippie.
Wow.
Hippie.
I had no idea.
Yes, no, yes. Who cares? Same thing in politics.
I got you.
Thanks for talking.
So listen, let me ask you something, though.
Yeah.
That girl?
Yeah.
The Fox girl?
Oh, man.
Worth it?
Every bit.
Worth $60 million?
Wouldn't change the thing in the world.
All right.
We're coming back.
You ever see her in her belly shirt?
All right, we're back.
Oh, oh whoa. Five, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Four,
whoa.
Three, coming back now.
Two, and...
We're back with Bill O'Reilly from the O'Reilly Factory.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So, Bill,
everything's all set. Everything's in control. I'm going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine.
We've got exactly 30 seconds before we have to hit a hard network break.
And you guys do great work. I wanted to say that. You do great work.
These accusations this woman is making, can you tell us right now, true or false?
Everyone, a pack of lies. You know, you spin, you conjure. I tell the truth on my show. Anyone that knows me, anybody that knows anything about me, she's a liar. And everything will be dismissed. It'll all come out in court.
Gotcha.
I'm confident.
And do you have a message for Al Franken?
I do. I'd like to debate him again. I'd like to get him on my show. We would have a very good discussion back and forth. You know, the whole thing is...
I heard you're friends with Al Franken.
Well, I think he's a friendly guy. I think he's somebody who has some interesting things to say. He's wrong. but I look forward to, you know, debating him. And here's an O'Reilly dish rag for you.
Let's play the game now at 877.
Low budget Jeopardy.
365.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it quite a bit.
36.
Hope I'm not interrupting.
We need two callers
play
the game.
It's a lot of fun.
Be right back.
No problem.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
The Don and Mike Show.
the number one radio show in Horonto, the Don and Mike program.
All right, we're back with fake newsman Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm having a great time. And I want to thank Don, personally, and, you know, you're a good guy. And you've given me a fair shake, and I'm going to send you a no-spin can opener. Thank you and your whole staff, especially Rob. Rob Spiewak, who made me feel so comfortable coming in here. I think it's great. I think I'm having a great
before
time.
Before we play the game, I know
Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, you wanted to speak with her
B.
again.
B.A. McBride, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
What say you, B.A.?
What say you, Mr. O'Reilly?
I say moments till the close of business day and maybe a later phone call. I will give you, Beth Ann,
mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Here's
what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my phone number at my hotel and then have you call me later. You think we could work that out? Now listen, Beth Ann, first of all, before we go, before you answer, just remember, I'm going to send you a no-spin zone cuticle pusher. We're going to be sending that to you very soon. But all I want you to do, it's real simple. I'm going back to the hotel. We don't have to have any personal contact. Just call me later on. B.A. McBride, what say you?
I really don't think it would be a good idea.
Right. Okay, thanks a lot. I get your code word.
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Rob, you'll get that number to her?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
Don't forget us.
And who's looking out for you, Teapot? To you, Rob Spiewak.
I'm glad that you got her secret message when she said no.
Yes. My boxers are on unusual. What say you, Donnie? You've been a good guy. Yeah, you've been a real good guy. I'm going to send you the queen-size Bill O'Reilly lace dust ruffle.
Let's play the game, Bill.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. We've got two people, a girl and a guy. First of all, from Fairfax, Virginia, let's say hi to a systems administrator. Rob Williams is on the line. What say you, Rob?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Lord Quizmaster, Mr. O'Reilly, how are you?
And now entering the studio is our lovely lady. She's from Porterville, California. Let's say hi to a bookkeeper. Her name's April McLaughlin.
Hi, April.
Hi, guys. McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
As in the McLaughlin group.
Exactly.
I apologize. I read it like it was on the paper, and I got it wrong.
What as an Irish guy, you should know, Bill.
I should McLaughlin. And,
yes.
This is a no-spin zone, and I'm going to send you the no-spin zone trail mix. What do you think of that?
That's great.
Thanks so much. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's put our hands together. Welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo. What say you, Donnie?
Thank you, Bill. Oh, this is... Hold on. I'm getting a note. From the back room. Be tell her that's not wise. Just go tell Beth Ann it's not wise. You're just kidding around. There's no need. You don't need... I didn't think...
Let me point out to everyone here, something's going on. There's a little plan here.
I didn't think that was harassment on your part with Beth Ann.
Is that what she's accusing me of?
I've just been handed a note.
Don't worry about it.
No,
it's not going to... Nothing's going to come of it.
You're all right.
Tell her, write a note back. If she doesn't want to call me at the hotel tonight, write a note back. Tell her I'll send her a no-spins on urinal cake. All right? We'll be all set after that. It should be fine. There's nothing to worry about. Here's the deal.
Bill?
Can I just say something before you interrupt me? I'll interrupt you.
Also, she just sent me another note. She taped your phone call.
Well, it's all right. I was making an offer. I can say it's a business conversation. We on the factor, we're really trying to stay fair and balanced as far as election coverage.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We're taking a poll. The overwhelming sentiment is that we're doing a great job. So I just thought I'd say that and remind everybody to listen to me tomorrow.
Did you want to talk to Beth Ann about any particular poll?
Yeah, I think that we could probably talk about all the different varying polls that are out there.
There's one poll in particular you'd like to talk
There's
about?
There's one that I actually feel has more credence. It's my own.
Your own poll.
My own poll.
Your own poll.
That's right.
Bill O'Reilly poll.
Seriously, she'll calm down. It always starts that way at first. Send her a Who's Looking Out For You, Ladies Razor.
All right, here are your categories. Rob and April, here you go. Your categories are, hey, the Red Sox win. Guests this week.
Can I just say something before you move on as I interrupt you one more time?
Sure.
I want to welcome BillO'Reilly.com Platinum member Paul Gorgie. Always a pleasure. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And we're happy to have him as a Platinum member. He's got himself a Platinum membership.
Sprayed on tan, you know.
Sprayed on tan, okay with me.
I prefer the Yankees.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show. That's your second category.
Good category. Good cross promotion. What say you, Donnie?
Republican, Democrat, or other?
Well, we're fair and balanced on the factor.
Which is faster?
Which is faster? That's the category.
Yes,
category that you have on your any game.
That's right. And speak the language.
Speak the language. That's speak the language. Something near and dear to my heart.
So here are the categories again.
Categories again.
Hey, the Red Sox win.
Red Sox win.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Guest on the Don and Mike Show.
Republican, Democrat, or other.
What kind of guys?
Which is faster? And speak the language. And
you know, I just before we proceed, can I just interrupt briefly?
Sure.
I just want to say that is it's a Caesar's Palace sweater that you're wearing today.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That is hot. Wow. What say you about my little ensemble? You like my gray sweatpants and my O'Reilly Factor T-shirt?
Yeah, but why the sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
I know, easy access.
Sweatpants allow breathing room,
freedom of movement
for the special parts.
April, we'll start with you.
Okay, I'd like speak the language for one, please.
Speak the language, all right. Let me see. Oh, these are true facts now. In the world of the WWW, the Internet, on the entire Internet, this is the number one global online language.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now, Rob, April McLaughlin, she kind of punted that. When did she change to steal?
What is English?
Right, English number one.
Yeah. April. Don't overthink it. Okay.
All right,
Rob, you are in control for the next question. What say you?
Speak the language for two, please.
Outside of Germany. Hi, Rob. This is the country with the most German language speakers.
What is Austria?
Correct.
$2. We got a smart guy who's here. Rob, select again.
Speak a language for three, please.
Outside of Mexico, this is the country with the most Spanish language speakers.
What is Brazil?
Negative.
April, chance for you to take control, honey.
What is America?
No.
You would think.
Yeah.
You
nope.
Think.
America's number six. Number two is Colombia.
Colombia, I knew it. I would answer that, but I wouldn't want to spoil the fun.
He did,
what's that?
Didn't you meet a chick one time in Colombia?
Bali.
Oh, it's Bali, yeah.
Thailand women are beautiful, and the Norwegians are amazing.
Did you meet a little...
We watched movies.
Did you watch
the porn movies?
Did you meet a little brown woman when you were...
From Bali, yeah. From she Bali? Was amazed at something about me, but I can't talk about it, you know, standards
right.
And stuff. The Democrats want to hoodwink you.
Okay. Rob.
Select again, Rob. What say you?
Hey, the Red Sox win for one, please.
Okay. He's the Red Sox with the lucky midget.
Who is Pedro?
$1 for you, Rob. Select again, what say you?
Hey, the Red Sox win for two, please.
Last time the Red Sox won a World Series.
What is 1920?
Now, Rob. Rob.
All right, April. Oh, I know it, too. I know
it. Well, quiet. Was, now, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Shut up.
April?
April.
What is 1956?
Wrong, April.
Can I answer it?
You're
April.
Playing with the guys. Do you want to give April. Rob a chance to tuck it in here?
What was that? I'm not even
listening. Anyway, I don't know what you're
doing
here.
I'm just talking. The thing is, the factor
is always going to go like
that. Because we both
that.
Are big interrupters.
You guys.
You Bill O'Reilly.
Always do that. And
Bill O'Reilly, you're
all right,
a fake
news. It's fine. If you want to do that, we can talk at the same time. It's fine.
It
doesn't matter to me.
He's a fake news man.
Great.
Here's the thing.
You know, what's great about it is we
got the girl on the phone.
You and I can have an intelligent discussion here. And I guess we're not going to do that, you know? Donnie, I want you.
Taped you. Keep the secret, my love.
You myself.
Thank you. Now he wants to give the answer.
He was wrong on that.
Right? He was 1918.
Yes, 1918.
Yeah. All right. Rob, what say you? Select again.
Hey, the Red Sox win for three, please.
The last time the Red Sox were in the World Series.
What is 1986?
Correct.
What was the dollar value? I lost track.
That was three, Billy.
$3 for you, Rob. Select again, please.
Here's what we Republican, have. Democrat, or other,
right.
Please.
We have a guest on the show this week, Republican, Democrat, or other, which is faster. Okay. Republican, Democrat, or other, Michael J. Fox.
What is Republican?
April, here's the opportunity for you to steal. I hope you do something here because you're running out of time.
What is Democrat?
Yeah, that would be the whole stem cell thing. That,
right.
Michael J.
$1
Fox.
For April. Selecting an April, you're going to...
Oh, and I don't know. Did you see Michael J. Fox at the game last night? When the Red Sox put him in as a pinch runner, and he kept shaking off the signs.
Oh, that, now that's uncalled for. I don't understand why you have to say something like that. I'm going to leave.
You're not going to leave.
No, I'm kidding. That sounds like the funniest damn joke I've ever heard.
There's a chick on the phone. You're not going to leave.
That's right. We got April here who's mounting her comeback. All right, April, select again.
Republican, Democrat, or other for two, please.
Loretta Lynn.
Baby.
What is Republican?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is Democrat?
No.
Libertarian.
Libertarian, that means she's a kook. I mean, I don't want to make, I'm not going to make an overstatement, but, you know.
Loretta Lynn, Libertarian.
All right, you're all ruining the country. Go ahead. April, you're in control.
Republican, Democrat, or other for three.
Johnny Depp.
What is Democrat?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is Republican?
No.
I knew it.
Johnny Depp is independent.
Independent-minded and a great pirate. April, you're in control.
I'll take, which is faster for one?
All right. Boy, I got a bunch of great new books. I want to thank my sister-in-law, Robin, got me these books with these incredible facts for my birthday.
And I really wanted to thank you for putting the Johnny Depp question in. Depp is pretty, like a lady.
which is faster? They actually they race these animals. Which is faster, a horse or a greyhound?
April, what say you?
What is a greyhound?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is a horse?
Right, horse is faster than a greyhound.
$1 for Robbie. Select again, please.
Which is faster for two, please?
Gazelle or cheetah?
What is cheetah?
Correct.
$2.
Which is faster for three, please?
Antelope or Mike O'Mara leaving the building after the show?
What is antelope?
No, pretty softball question there, Rob. April, your chance to steal, what say you?
What is Mike O'Mara leaving the building?
Thank you, April. Excellent question. And is it a Norwegian antelope? That's what I want to know. Is that the end of the first round?
Oh, no, we just got the guest this week on the show.
One more category. Go, April, go.
Guest for one, please.
All right, good luck. Hope you listen all week. Crazy billionaire.
Who is Mark Cuban?
Right, there you go, April.
You. Quite a comeback, April. Yay. Select again.
Guest for two.
LA TV weather girl. She got one shot at the Late Late Show.
Who is Lisa somebody?
Oh, need that last
Joyner.
Name.
Joyner.
Well, you know, it's Rob's got $10. April has $5. You have to decide.
Oh.
Rob, chance to steal.
Sorry about that.
Who is Lisa Joyner?
There you go.
$2 for you, Rob.
Guest this week on the show for three, please.
All right, finally. Good luck with this one. Crazy man from San Francisco who wants your money for his projects. Remember this guy's
Bill O'Reilly.
April, your chance to steal. Last question.
It's a pretty funny answer.
Well, no, what Rob is saying is that, you know, that I want money, and I think we all do. Rob, April, sorry, your chance to steal.
Sorry, I don't know the guy.
No, that's him. No,
you know, I had to call Beth Ann today and say, what was that guy's name? It's Michael Horowitz.
Michael Horowitz.
Michael Horowitz.
Out of San Francisco.
Horowitz.
You know, kind of a con guy. A guy that's, you know, trying to do your, you know, your little bait and switch. I wouldn't buy it. That's just me.
Gotcha.
That's the end of the first round. A little
yes,
bit.
Yes, it is.
We got to go. We got to move. We got to go. We got to rock and roll.
Okay, who's got what here, Bill?
We got Rob with $12, April with $5. One thing. I'd like to welcome another Platinum member, BillO'Reilly.com Platinum member, Mr. Michael Hughes. Good guy.
Here's your category, guys. And final low budget Jeff Hardy. He's not Rick James, bitch. Okay? That's category.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know that there's a chance you'll Google it. What the hell? But you got to answer right away. In the form of a question, please. He's not Rick James, bitch. The current age of America's number one funny man, Dave Chappelle. In the form of a question, kids. Current age of Dave Chappelle. Good luck.
All right, now, we got something special here before we get out of here. I got to tell you, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Who's Looking Out For You electric massage unit. Thousands of tiny electric impulses vibrate through this pear-shaped unit and offer you complete relief from all of your aches and your pains. And when you get the massage unit, I will throw in, as a BillO'Reilly.com Platinum member, a Factor phone cozy and some genuine Bill O'Reilly paper towels. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
You got a lot of crap, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Itself. And we want to go to...
We're going to go to April. What say you, April?
April, he's not Rick James, bitch. It's the current age of everybody's favorite, Dave Chappelle.
What is 36?
Oh. Sorry, April knocks you down to zero. Stick around. We might have a who's looking out for you tote.
Rob? Rob, if you got it, you're the big wiener.
What is 38?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. That knocks you down to nothing.
Dave Chappelle is 31.
Oh, this I know, Don. Dimwits love merchandise.
No spin t-shirt.
It's the type of game that Michael Todd Hughes will love. We'll give it away no cash today.
Yeah, Rob, we got something good. We got something good for these people.
Rob and April, don't go away mad. Please just go away. Here now is Bill O'Reilly to tell you what you won. Bill!
All right, Rob Williams, April McLaughlin, listen up. Listen carefully. You got a trip or two anywhere, all right? Anywhere Independence Air fly.
Outstanding.
Washington's new low-fare airline is here. 300 flights a day. Tell us to 35 cities. Flyer.com. Independence Air. Go your own way. They go to all sorts of great cities. New York, Boston, you know, Orlando, Tampa. Great times. Great places. Great things to do. And I might even throw you some Bill O'Reilly merchandise, too. I've got some.
Thank you, Rob. And thank you, April. Wow. Have a great weekend, kids. Thank you for listening to the show. And Bill?
I tell you, I got one item that doesn't sell well on the website.
What's that?
That's my no-spin propellers.
You know. Before you go,
I haven't sold one.
Before you go, I just want to say goodbye to Beth Ann.
Hello.
Bill O'Reilly talking to Beth Ann McBride. What say you, Beth Ann?
Nothing. What's up?
How are you? Did you get the number?
I'm sorry?
My number at the hotel.
I won't need it. Thank you, though.
We can talk radio. Oh, okay. I understand your code. Okay, we got to run. Thanks, Beth Ann.
Okay.
All right.
What's that code again,
also,
Bill?
My Bill O'Reilly beanie with the propeller doesn't sell.
What's that code with Beth Ann again?
The code is no means yes. Something all you young guys would need to do well to remember. I'll be in the Liddy suite.
Well, Bill O'Reilly.
Well, it's been a real slice to have, and I hope you guys someday come on the factor, but you won't come on because you're not political, so it doesn't matter. But I really want to thank everybody. It's good to be on the radio. I like doing it. And don't forget to watch The Factor tonight. Oh ho, tra la 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 la.
You left a bunch of your toys sitting out there.
Yes, I got a whole satchel for them. It's a Bill O'Reilly tote bag filled with a lot of massage oils and things like that I carry with me to keep me young.
You know, I didn't want to mention this until we were done with the segment.
Sure.
It appears that accidentally, I'm sure.
Yes.
You were sitting on one of those devices.
No accident here. I always know exactly what I'm doing.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring news to his people.
What say me? What say me?
And so I've noticed your satchel is dripping.
Yeah. Yes, it is indeed. Yes. We'll get that right out to the laundry.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, stunning news about the pill. Ah, the pill.
The pill.
Totally against it.
A friend of yours?
No, not at all.
Not really?
No, don't take the pill.
Uh-huh. No, well, you wouldn't have.
No, you wouldn't. Well, I took a boy's pill one time.
You did?
Yes. Pill? It was blue.
Oh. Oh, you took one.
It helps me thrive.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Well, O'Reilly, that was very
professional. Here's your O'Reilly umbrella.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet Cresta.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Time for Buzz's news now. Love really hurts without you since you left. My right arm is killing me, ladies and gentlemen. Bill and I. Buzz and the news show. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Buzz. Brought to you by Veramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Veramax, number number one because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested, and patented. Miramax available at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Hey, Buzz. With the news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Aaron is nice. Pull over.
Thank you.
It's not too gay. It's kind of masculine.
Don't get happy.
That, if I'm not mistaken, is the same pullover that a couple of weeks ago, or a similar one to a couple of weeks ago when you slipped the shirt off during the show and came back wearing just the terry cloth pullover.
No, this one is a different one, and it's partly wool, and that would be way too scratchy.
Does it have a hood?
Yes, yes,
it
does.
You know what it is? It's a little Jesus-y.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's a little Jesus-y. It's a little M&M-y.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
You know, it is, and it's a little queer eye for the straight guy. It's a little everything.
Yeah,
a little
it is.
Of everything.
And, you know, who am I to talk?
A little bit country.
Who am I to talk? Look at this.
Yeah, you're wearing your... you both look like you'd be a couple of apostles.
This blouse that I'm wearing from Caesar's Palace.
That kind of cable knit.
I know.
You both look very apostolish.
But here's the thing. I've had this shirt. My wife bought it for me 5 years ago. I've never been able to wear it.
It's small.
Because I was too fat. So now I wear it. I put it on today, and I go, first thing I thought was, I look like Buzz.
That's good.
Wearing a blouse.
And despite appearances, we're just friends.
You keep your secret, my love.
That's right.
Stop it.
All right, Buzz, news.
Yes, the latest research is out, and it says the birth control pill for women is not only safe, it can help avoid heart disease and stroke. It's the same government study that told millions of postmenopausal women that hormone therapy increased their risk of breast cancer.
Yeah, I see fish.
This study says the birth control pill...
made you laugh.
And the birth control patch also are a kind of hormone therapy, but do not increase the risk of breast cancer. The researchers learned something else about the pill, though. Most women who stop taking it notice a difference in their love lives. They're more interested, and it ends better. They've discovered, the researchers have, that giving a woman more testosterone also increases her interest and her results. Too much testosterone, however, can lead, they say, to an increase in facial hair.
Yeah, right.
Go, bag, go!
Yeah, I went off the pill there. I had too heavy a beard.
How are you, Dara? Oh, feel like making love tonight?
Oh, man, let's eat some brats first.
Well, come over here and shave me. And I don't mean that way. I mean, shave my face.
That's right. Let me borrow your razor.
Shave my face. Oh, for Brett.
These hormone studies are timely because tonight America takes the big sex quiz on ABC's Primetime Live.
How do you make a hormone?
How?
Yeah, kick her when she doesn't pay you.
Bottoming.
The recently troubled network is on a rating.
Just, weight room modification, man. Too much testosterone. We in the middle.
Hold on. This is our great testosterone tape.
Yes.
That's a big word. What's that word again? Testosterone. Yeah, all that big stuff. At home said testosterone. Yeah, see, now he got a little print, and I guess he went to school, and I don't know. I went to Savannah State, you know what I mean? So we talk real illiterate at Savannah State.
That sounds like us just before the show.
Oh, yeah.
This is ghetto-licious.
So the big sex...
God, I can't do this.
Tonight on ABC. Now, the recently troubled network is on a ratings roll with Desperate Housewives and Lost, and it hopes to keep up the momentum tonight at 10 Eastern. The sex survey was taken by the ABC News polling unit, which normally dedicates itself to politics. ABC, by the way, has decided not to carry the Miss America pageant for the first time in 8 years.
Let me just say to that, BFD.
Amen. ABC was the first to carry the show, which is now outdated even with its new reality TV elements and the introduction of the skimpier bathing suits. The network now knows it can do better, however, with Desperate Housewives and tonight's sex quiz.
Oh, and I have to mention that before the Red Sox game started last night, while I was watching, I know we don't have the tape, new and improved Joker products, Genie's Alasco.
Me.
I was flipping around, and I saw that show, Biggest Loser, at least the beginning of it.
Right. The one with all the fat people trying to weigh weight.
Right. With Carolyn Ray.
Uh-huh.
And no.
He's
a loser, but it's not that kind of loser.
Yeah, and you'd have to throw Lovable in there.
These are big, fat people, and I just saw the beginning of the show, because I didn't want to miss the ball game.
Right.
But the beginning of the show was Caroline Ray, who's kind of fat herself.
Right.
Standing in front of all these people who are really fat, and they had a table, I'm not kidding, a mile long that had every type of food that these people love.
That's just cruel.
And the one guy, and they knew there would be one, is like 15 contestants like all these reality shows. One guy goes right up to the table starts just putting donuts in his mouth. This is as they're beginning to start their challenge.
So they didn't tell him why the table was out there or that or anything.
It wasn't even really a test. It was just they're saying this is the food you're going to be giving up. And they wanted them to look at it to get the dramatic. And you know they were hoping that there would be somebody dumb enough to eat. And sure enough, he did. And then I flipped.
Did he look like he was enjoying himself?
He ate the entire donut in one bite. He was one of those guys. Like Robbie, when we were down in Memphis, we were popping him in your mouth where they're coming out of Krispy Kreme.
You can do that with a Krispy Kreme. One last moment of pleasure.
The very last thing that I saw on this show was the tribal council meeting, the weigh-in, where you've got the people on one team and the people on the other team, and how much weight have they lost during the week.
Okay.
This is so humiliating. And listen, I weigh 211 pounds. I still think I'm fat. I used to weigh like 288. Mm-hmm. I'm still fat. I feel for these people that are getting up there on this show. Now, they signed up for it. But when they sign into when they get the part where they're going to do their weigh-in,
right,
they step on a scale that looks like a treadmill. And there is a screen on top of them that is as big as a Jumbotron.
Wow.
There are plasma TVs to either side of them. And the number on top is the weight when they entered. So and they make them take their shirts off when they get weighed.
Wow.
Now, for the women, they can wear sport bras or whatever.
Right, right.
But you got to take your shirt and your shorts off when you get weighed.
There you go.
Give yourself the advantage, and also that way you can just see the folds and folds.
Right.
So this one guy gets up. It's like his team is losing by 20 pounds. And they're thinking, if this guy has lost at least 20 pounds. And they're talking to the guy, and he said, I didn't know that they were going to be putting my weight up on that gigantic screen. So the guy walks up to the screen, and the number is something like his beginning number, 388. And I mean, the numbers are as big as they are on the walls at Yankee Stadium, where it says how many yards to go out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guy lost something like 22 pounds.
Same one.
So then you have all of these fat people in slow motion. Jumping up and
jumping for
down.
Joy because what do they win?
And happy. Well, they win the chance to stay in the house.
Oh, so they kick people out if they don't lose.
To continue to lose.
Yeah.
So now,
how cruel is this?
Extremely exactly.
Cruel, yeah.
Here's the thing. At the end of the show, they say from the blue team, which lost, they said, well, the one of you that lost the most weight this week is safe. Let's see, who lost the least amount of weight? Oh, yeah, Fatso, incidentally, you're off the show.
Wow.
Ouch. You know, I don't know if the show is going to catch on. I only saw it for 5 minutes during the breaks of the baseball game. Has some potential.
And do they assist these people in losing the weight?
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch enough of it, obviously, because the game was on. They have a 24-hour workout center, and they had, personal trainers, and the goal is to lose all the weight. But you know they were loving it when the guy ate the donut. They were loving it when they didn't tell these people when they were going to get weighed in that they had to take their shirts off.
Probably didn't tell them when they were going to be on camera either. Of course not.
Anyway, it's the biggest loser. And that Carolyn Ray is big and fat, too. I didn't know she was big and fat either.
How much is she supposed to lose?
I think she actually, over the course of the show, she lost something like 50 pounds or so.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, very good.
So. Anyway.
Incredible!
Well, the hormone study is out. The big sex quiz is on TV tonight. But there will be no sex for people who don't vote if this campaign succeeds.
Oh, hi there.
John Kerry.
Hi, John. Young adults could decide this close presidential race. And what motivates young adults? Sex, or the lack thereof. There's now a website, votergasm.com, urging potential hookups to withhold the goods from non-voters for 1 week after the election.
God, I can't do this.
There are several levels upon which a web visitor can make this pledge, all the way up to having sex with someone who did vote to reward them. Critics say stunts like this cheapen and degrade the political process. Like I said, the way to get the attention of young adults is with sex.
Did you know that among young voters for this election, the percentage of people that have said that they're going to vote in this process that have registered is up like 250%.
That's amazing.
And the amount of women that have registered for this vote is up considerably as well.
I think that's good no matter who you're rooting for.
And I know this is old news. I didn't know. I knew that Sean Combs had been brought in as like a spokesperson for this. They said to him, really, Think of it as a campaign. Come up with a slogan. Come up with a jingle.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it was Sean Combs that I heard saying that all these numbers were up, and I had no idea. This is not a joke. You know what a slogan is for kids?
What's
not kids.
What is it?
18 to 35?
What?
Vote or die.
Vote or die.
And they went with that, and he said, I don't mean vote or I'm going to kill you.
No, of course not.
What I mean is...
It's bodyguards for that.
Thank you. Yeah, but I mean, if you don't get involved and vote, you're killing yourself anyway. You're not exercising your...
One of the reasons it's been very successful.
Yeah, right. And anyway, so,
cool.
You know...
I like that.
That's good for Sean Combs.
Amen. Well, the last I heard, we were all on a yellow alert, except for those of us who live in New York or Washington, where it's orange. And
I am constantly on a yellow alert.
I know.
And
it's
frankly,
a different thing, though.
And frankly...
You haven't gone to Code Orange today, have you?
No, I haven't. But boy, oh boy, these long breaks and all this soda pop, I'm really on Code Yellow.
I think Rob's going to have a Code Orange tomorrow.
Yeah, I might.
But even though some of us know that orange means elevated, what does elevated mean in terms of what we should or shouldn't do?
Oh, Buzz, you've never seen my blood pressure.
What does orange mean, Buzz?
Oranges, monges.
Who cares?
Oranges, monges.
Who cares?
Oranges,
Twitchy
monges.
Poo.
Who said?
There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
Oranges, monges.
There's another one.
Oranges, monges.
There's another one.
Oranges, monges.
There's another one. There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
People.
All of this was just an entertaining ramp-up to the news that John Kerry says he will dump the color-coded terrorism warning system. He says he realizes people are laughing at it. He tells Rolling Stone magazine he'd come up with, quote, a more thoughtful way to alert America. In a campaign speech yesterday, the president responded by saying, quote, you cannot win a war when you don't believe you're fighting one.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just finish the oranges.
Yes, let's.
Witchy poo.
A kumquat?
A kumquat?
They kind of sound the same, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
But Kerry stands ready to declare a political victory whenever and wherever he can. The message we're getting today is that Kerry does not plan to be quite as polite as the Gore campaign was in the close races of 4 years ago.
Good.
Gore picked up the phone, if you may remember, and conceded to George Bush, only to retract his concession once he'd learned that Florida wasn't necessarily lost. Gore never did declare victory, as Bush did. The Bush team was smarter than the Gore team in that instance. Bush did declare a victory and immediately announced his national security team. The Kerry team says it plans to do the same thing this time, avoiding the mistakes that Gore made. Yesterday, we told you about the teams of lawyers, tens of thousands of lawyers on both sides, standing by for the inevitable skirmishes.
And how about Mrs. Kerry? You know, she's my girl.
Yeah. You like her,
I do not know what job Laura Bush has ever had.
Uh-huh.
Does she know what it is like to be a working woman? I do not think so. And then, you know, somebody says to her, listen, she was raising kids.
She's a librarian.
Job. All right. So, darling, she had a job. I'm very sorry. La, 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 la,
she's still your lady, isn't she?
La, 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 la.
I'm going to tell you something.
All right.
I vote for Kerry partly because of her.
Oh, yeah.
Even though
it's going to be fun.
Even though it goes against the core of what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come to this country, even if you have an accent, for God's sakes, speak the language.
But you know that if she gets in there, it's going to be some fun.
She's the greatest.
And I think the White House will be a much more fun place to be.
Listen, I don't know what Laura Bush knows about, because really, what was the quote? Something like, since she's been a grown-up. What job has she had?
That's
works
really what
the
it
fact
was.
That she's never
how
had
about
a real
that? A first lady going against another first lady.
Yeah.
Well, Walmart has.
Oh, come on, bud. It's fun.
It is fun.
Let them duke it out, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, none of this phony stuff where they why do they have to be polite?
Cat fight.
Kerry's the winner there.
Yeah. I'd take her in a knockout. Really? Over Laura Bush?
Yeah, she's got the size advantage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just one, like, swing of the wrist. Scrapes. Walmart has flip flopped. In the end, deciding not to carry Jon Stewart's new Daily Show book, America. Walmart didn't mention politics. Officially, the chain says the book didn't meet their criteria on possibly offensive material.
Well, the offensive material in question is the funniest thing in the book.
Yeah
agreed.
And I told you about that like a month ago.
Right. The book contains one picture of nudity as a joke. It's a Photoshop job that puts the heads of our Supreme Court justices on the bodies of some folks from a nudism website.
Check out William Rehnquist. That's the funniest one.
It's a case of the wrong book in the wrong store at the wrong time. Quoting Walmart, we felt a majority of our customers would not be comfortable with the image, but Walmart sees its online shoppers differently.
The book is still available on the retailer's website.
This thing is like a little kid's thing where you
like a textbook.
You're supposed to put the robes onto the naked body. Obviously,
yeah,
little
paper
kids
doll.
Right. The format of the book is that of a textbook.
Right.
If you were in high school, it's about what government is all about.
America,
I laughed
out loud, unhinged my jaw, and laughed when I came to the Supreme Court base because they really took time to get the bodies and the heads
that matched. Yeah,
mm-hmm. So funny.
The TV stations with the anti-Kerry film are losing advertisers. That story's up next.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you, buddy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get nude, squats, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
But out of gas, Tiger?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight
long
you
night.
Will sleep.
Yeah. Long night last night.
I'm
long
looking
night,
forward to it.
Night before last night. Long night before that.
Yeah.
Three long nights in a row.
I crave the sweet caress of the mattress.
Yeah. Hello, my sweet. Hello, my sweet.
Sweet dreams, my sweet.
Hello, my sweet Craftmatic.
Okay.
I know.
Sweet.
My sweet.
My sweet.
Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And Mike, once again, although it's dumb to say this to you because you don't play for the team.
Yeah, it is dumb. It is dumb. No, I mean, I feel
good for you, so
yeah,
I want to say congratulations.
Congratulations is always weird to get it, always weird to say it. It's fun to say, you know, just, man, it was great. It was so much fun, and I want to say it. I don't want to say congratulations either. I want to say how happy I am for myself and all the Red Sox fans because it's so much fun, and it's the most fun I've ever had in sports. I don't think I'll ever have any more fun. To do this, it would have to be something just, you know, it wouldn't involve the Yankees.
If ever any fans deserved congratulations, though, it would be these Red Sox fans.
There are people, seriously, you know, I say, once again, don't interview the people in the street, the kids that are 21, 22 years old.
Right.
Go to the nursing homes. Those are the people I'd like to see.
The long
people that are up there going, I'm going to die now.
Hello.
There he is.
Like that. Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Oh, for you.
Interview those people.
All of them. Anyway, good for you, and I'm glad that you got your whole Red Sox segment today and had all your Yankee hangers calling in.
Great day today. Yep. Wonderful day. And now, and believe it or not, I mean, now, actually, it's calmed down enough that I can actually get excited about going to the World Series.
Very good. Yeah, some commercials have to be run at a specific time, but other commercials can be plugged in anywhere there's space. Burger King is telling Sinclair Broadcasting that if a spot opens up on its We Hate Kerry special tomorrow night, keep the king out of it.
And Buzz, is that what they're calling it?
The We Hate Kerry special. Check your local listings and you'll find it. The burger chain is demanding that Sinclair not air any Whopper commercials in that controversial show. Sinclair has ordered more than 5 dozen TV stations, some of them in battleground states, to run the show, which has now been edited. The media outlet says it had to cut the show after, quote, false reports in the media about the show's content.
Now, I don't know, you know, as I mentioned, we have 45 cities we broadcast to now, and incidentally, damn proud of that.
Sure.
I know one of the markets where Sinclair has a station is Baltimore. I believe it's the Fox station.
That's where they're headquartered.
Channel 45.
Right.
Right. So,
you know, if this was done on the other side, it would be, they'd be raising holy hell. It should be raised no matter what, and I can't believe that this is happening. I mean, it's really, it borders on propaganda. Thank God we don't have a country where one company literally owns all the media.
I wonder how many of these Sinclair stations are Fox affiliates. Like, I know Channel 45 in Baltimore is Fox, which of course is Rupert Murdoch, which is Fox News.
All this goes all the way back to famous right-winger Captain Chesapeake.
He started it, yes.
That's right.
But they also have ABC, NBC, and CBS stations in their chain as well.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do.
Now, what happens if one of these stations says, you know, God forbid that they ever really do say this, but what if they say, we have a right to uphold community standards and protect our license?
They get fired, like the guy in Baltimore.
Yeah, ask the guy who was their Washington bureau chief
him on CNN.
Oh. Yeah, he got canned.
So all the other people are just going to sit on their hands tomorrow night.
But they have edited the special, and they say they've done that. They've made these cuts after threats to Sinclair's advertisers, executives, and stockholders.
You know, it really seems, I hope that guy has some recourse, because isn't there something illegal about firing a guy for his politics?
Yeah, I think
that's right.
Except, well, the whole thing is politics.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they have the right to say it's our dime, it's our sandbox.
Right.
We're going to run what we like, and if you don't like it,
he criticized it.
Yeah. Pound sand.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Bill O'Reilly.
That's why we should go back to the plan that I originally talked about 2 hours ago.
That's right.
One president who's like a CEO who handles all the America and the world affairs. Another guy who's his right-hand man. And then for everything else, Bill Parcells.
The checker.
Look for the Donnie Doctrine on the ballot 4 years from now.
And Parcells' his only job would be fix America.
Fix America. What you're doing is you're just hiding it. You want Bill Parcells to be president.
Well, in this shadow government, in this puppet government, yes. Yeah, yeah. It would all be run by Parcells, except he could not dye his hair blonde.
And he couldn't wear those too tight shirts.
No, he couldn't, to make him look like Dick Cheney's daughter.
Absolutely.
Bill O'Reilly. Oh, there I go again, bringing her up.
Bill O'Reilly's essentially telling his accuser to put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up.
O'Reilly's lawyer is demanding to see the notes and tapes that Andrea Macris supposedly made to back up her claim of sexual harassment. The tapes, which may or may not exist, may or may not have been made legally. So O'Reilly's lawyers are also demanding the tapes not be destroyed. For Macris, the tapes could implicate O'Reilly. For O'Reilly, his lawyers hope to prove the tapes mean she was plotting to extort the talker out of $60 million.
But here's the thing with O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. If he didn't get on his show every day along with all the other pablum and preach this crap about you've got to live your life the way I live my life, you always raised Catholic, all that other crap, this would just be something people would go, well, all right, you know, he got caught. You know, it happens.
That's why. But because he comes from, such a high moral ground viewpoint.
Correct.
That's why people are after him.
Unless something...
Which is why I say, you know, Bible be damned. Do whatever you like, people. Go ahead. Procreate. Yeah. Riot.
Sure.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's still not going to keep people from recording you when you're doing that nice sweet stuff. My sweet.
Unless something or someone saves it, I'm sorry to report that America's airline industry will go belly up within a year. Things have gone from bad to catastrophic.
I love when you mentioned your belly, my sweet.
Yesterday, three of the top four airlines announced heavy third quarter losses. American says it went from a $1 million profit in the third quarter a year ago to a net loss of $214 million, and the airline says expects to do significantly worse in this, the fourth quarter. Delta, our third largest airline, is teetering on bankruptcy. Its third quarter losses tripled from $164 million to $600 million. And fourth-ranked Northwest says it's gone from a $42 million profit a year ago to a net loss of $46 million. Your free can of soda is not half full, it's half empty.
Wow. I was just going to say that, Buzz. Yeah. I was just going to say, would it kill you? Do you think
people... Yeah, it would kill them.
Do you think people might go back to the airlines if they knew they were going to get that full can of soda
pop? Well, you know what? Do you think maybe it's time to rethink the way we fly in this country? And after you get beyond the security, that maybe they have to think about doing things that are going to get people back and make it a pleasant experience.
You know who can make this happen, Mike?
Who's that?
President Parcells.
President Bill Parcells.
Uh-huh. In sports, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry went a little too far in Wilmington, Massachusetts yesterday. A group of baseball fans were on their way home after a night of watching the game and drinking. Police say the gunfire began inside a minivan during an argument over which is the better team. The Yankees fan won that game by firing seven shots, but lost the series by getting arrested. And one Red Sox fan is no longer with us.
Oh, dear.
And finally...
COB.
Oh, dear.
Cost of business.
Yes.
In Confluence, thinning of the herd, perhaps. I don't know.
Thank you, Buzz.
In Confluence, Pennsylvania, a 43-year-old man is facing charges for shooting his girlfriend. She backs up his story that he'd actually pulled the handgun to kill a mouse. But wait, I can top that.
Okay.
In Amsterdam, a 42-year-old German man has been arrested on animal abuse charges.
Why? What?
Police say he had stuffed a live Shetland pony he had just purchased into the back of his small hatchback sedan.
Oh,
hello.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I don't. What?
All right. Good night. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I wasn't screwing with you. There was a problem with the board. Mike's mic went off for a second. Mike was looking at me like...
Normally I'm very quick with the signals when that happens. Well, that time I was not.
Listen, that's it. We gotta go. Retard. Have a good night tonight, Mike.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself. Everybody, please stay tuned for the stylings of Ron Bennington and Fez Wadler.
All right.
Ron and Fez coming up next on WJFK, also on Live 105 at Tampa Bay on WBZZ. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Our thanks to Leon Redbone.
Yeah.
LeonRedbone.com. Mm-hmm. I guess. Sure. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good day
sir.
To you, sir.
And you? What do you love?
A soda cracker.
Which, well, I keep telling you a saltine.
No.
Okay.
Back to front.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.